If you want to be a wise guy, you can do it anywhere. If you want to be a strong man, you can do it anywhere. If you want to be an Indian chief, cowboy, you can do it anywhere. You can't do it anymore.
Once again at In Your Head Wrestling Radio, I am the internet icon. I am the handsome one. I am the nature boy. Oh, man. I am the podcast god, Jackie Jones, and I'm joined by my right-hand man.
1-inch biceps. The power goat. I'm the boss, I'm the man who tells you what to do, and among other things, something like that. But anyhow, right, well, I'm so happy to be here, Jackie Jones.
Yes, we're here, and last week, there's a lot of marks, like Tazo was in the chat room, and he's like, "Why don't you just talk wrestling? I only want to hear about the wrestling of Japan and the Puro, blah, blah." So this week on In Your Head Intro, there's going to be no bullshit. Bullshit-free In Your Head. It's going to be nonstop wrestling from beginning to end. Wrestling night here on In Your Head.
Wrestling, you say, Jack?
Yeah, so it might be a short show. We're going to talk about wrestling. Once the wrestling talk's over, I'm out of here.
Okay. Wrestling talk. Let's see. Where do we start? Should we start?
Well, we start because you're happy. I'm happy. The world is happy. Over at the Pro Wrestling Illustrated, a magazine I grew up reading from the 80s through the 90s. Old issues my brother had, even dating back, I believe, to the 70s. PWI. It used to be known as the Aftermag, after it's moved on, but it's still around. Pro Wrestling Illustrated, and there's an article featuring none other than myself and the 1-inch biceps.
It's a great honor. It's probably the mark out moment of the year for me when I opened it up, and I was like, there I am, along with my co-host Jackie Jones, the Nature Boy.
The man!
Yeah, I was really proud to see that. That's something that I can take around and show my family, and they can say, oh, so you're not just some geek who hangs out in this basement doing a podcast. I'm like, that's right, I'm in a magazine now, so respect me.
Did you punch your dad?
I think I'd be dead if I did that.
Yeah, I went and found. I've been going to all the Walmarts and the CVS's and the Stop and Shops, and I just walk around with the magazine. I'm like, hey, that's me.
I did strike up a conversation with the lady at the Walmart. She was talking to me about all the items that I've purchased. I was like, should I blow this lady's mind and open up the magazine and show her a picture of myself? along with a nice article.
Blow her mind and she'll blow the goat.
That's right. I was like, I'm getting some tonight. Praise be the name of Mike Bessler for putting me in PWI.
Good time. So, here in the world of professional wrestling, we're going to talk about Raw. We're going to talk about some people going to NXT. And there's also going to be a live induction into the In Your Head Hall of Fame tonight. The newest member of the Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
We'll do that a little bit later. So everyone can they can guess, you know, who will be inducted. I saw some guesses on the Facebook page, people guessing, people that have been in for years, because they don't pay any attention to the website. But some people did guess people that actually weren't already in. There was guests like Ultimate Beef and Gene Greenwich. And all kinds of people are guessing, so we will find out tonight.
I thought Gene Greenwich was done with us.
That might put him in the Hall of Fame.
Jack, do you want to start out with some TNA Impact or Monday Night Raw? I didn't watch SmackDown. I've watched Impact and SmackDown, so.
Yeah, well, I did want to say something. There's some wrestling news out there.
Okay.
And so they're sending the American Wolves, which are Davey Richards and like Billy Billiards, Ed, whatever, Tommy Thompson.
If you give Steve me a minute, Steve, I'll remember that guy's name.
Eddie Edwards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're supposedly, from what I understand, a lot of people within the WWE are very high on these guys. And people are already in the chat room wanting to pirate the PWI. This is why In Your Head will never release a DVD of any kind.
It probably would just drive us mad as soon as we saw it posted on like a BitTorrent site somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So I understand people within the WWE are high on these guys, want to bring them in. And from what I understand, the man Triple H is not high on them and says that they already have too many indie-style wrestlers, which to me is just, it's insanity. If that is a true statement, it's just dumb. Because what is an indie-style wrestler? Wrestlers have to wrestle somewhere, and unless they're picked up by WWE like right out of high school or college, or like they're a failed NFL player, or they're some bodybuilder, you know, and sent right to developmental, where else are they going to be wrestling? The days of guys from WCW are drying up, ECW, and if they were old guys from WCW or ECW, they would have wrestled, you know, 12 years ago. So, this idea, and if it's a real idea, and I've seen other fans say this too, that they already have too many indie-style workers, that is just idiocy. Because an indie-style worker, what does that mean? That means that someone wanted to become a professional wrestler. They didn't have an in, they didn't have, you know, a dad who works for the WWE, like Bray Wyatt and so many people there. Maybe they weren't 7 feet tall and were noticed. They weren't, you know, a big time college amateur wrestler or something like that, so they got picked up. So what did they do? They said, well, I have no way to get to the WWE. I'm going to give up my dream of becoming a wrestler and go and become, you know, whatever, a panhandler. Hey, I'm going to go sell newspapers. I might even become a lawyer. Whatever it is, they didn't just say, I'm going to give up and I'm not going to pursue my dream of wrestling. No, what did they do? They went out, found a school, and they trained to become a professional wrestler because that's their love, that's their passion. And then from there, once you train to become a wrestler, well, what do you do? Do you think, well, now I could try to get to WWE? Even though I have no experience anywhere, no one knows my name, again, my dad's not a wrestler. My uncle's not a wrestler. You know, I'm not a giant steroid freak that's going to just get them to notice me right away. So what do? I give it up. I'm going to give it up again. No, you say, you know what? I love this wrestling, and this is what I want to do with my life. My ultimate goal is to get to WWE. I'm going to go out there and make a name for myself on the indie scene. So I'm going to go out there, and I'm not going to make a lot of money, and I'm going to wrestle around. I'm going to pay my dues on the independent circuit because I love professional wrestling. And then you do that. You get noticed somehow, either by your look, your charisma, your ability, whatever it is. And then if you're lucky enough and you're good enough, you get a shot with the WWE. So this idea that they have too many indie style wrestlers is bogus. It's not a real thing. And if that is a real thing people are saying, it shows the lack of understanding of where professional wrestling is in 2013. And look at the roster. You've got guys like Cesaro, Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, everybody from The Shield. All these guys.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys made their name on the independent scene. And then made it to WWE.
I don't know. It's just this thing like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
And Tazo, you are completely 100% wrong, as usual. He's saying Triple H said they have their own high flyers. That is not what's being reported on the internet. I'm not saying the internet is right or wrong, but Tazo, as usual, you are incorrect.
But, yeah, it's just like, if you get over in the WWE for doing your job pretty well, it's like, well, you don't get a push. It's like you get pushed a little bit, but they push you very poorly, and then they're like, see, he was never nothing to begin with.
Mm-hmm. And again, even people here are already defending this idea. They're saying they want you to tell stories in the ring, work WWE stuff. That's not what I'm saying. You have to come from somewhere. You can't just be born into the WWE. Mm-hmm. You have to have been somewhere else. If you wanted to become a wrestler, how else are you going to be noticed? How else are you going to get into the wrestling business? You're just going to totally give up unless you just are picked up by WWE with no training, with no experience anywhere. It's either I'm going to go there or I'm just going to give up my dream. You have to go out and wrestle on the independent circuit unless you happen to be Bray Wyatt or somebody who's related to somebody who works in the WWE.
Mm-hmm. The WWE style, too, I feel like it's a very hard style to work because I only feel like a few people do it effectively. Like, I think you pretty much have to be suited to work, you know, the WWE style to really get over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like Austin or Shawn Michaels, Triple H, guys like that. I mean, I don't know. Whenever I would watch WCW and I'd see, like, some high-flying matches, I really enjoyed those. Well, why is that such a taboo in WWE?
Yeah, well, I mean, they do have their guys once in a while who do that. I don't really even like the term WWE style. I mean, it used to be guys would wrestle all over the world, all over the country, and then they would finally make it to the WWF. And then that's what kind of made it cool was there was all different types of wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
Guys had all their own little things. They weren't just like a cookie cutter and basically they want to break you down and make you into a soldier and everyone worked the same style. This came up on the Facebook page about a lot of stuff in the WWF today is very, not only the cookie cutter, no one ever says that, but like, to me, it's like you're not really emotionally attached to most of the people. But I will say that's starting to change because there are a lot of guys that, I know I'm really down on the product usually on the show, but there are a lot of really talented guys in WWE now, like Daniel Bryan and the Shield guys and a lot of people. So that's starting to change a little bit. But the WWE style stuff, but like I said, Cesaro's up there. He's become one of the more popular guys.
Yeah.
Two of the top guys in the last 10 years are Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. Even John Cena had wrestled on Independence before he went to the WWE.
Yeah, to a degree. Wasn't he out in, like, California somewhere? Or
yeah.
Something like
I mean,
that.
He got noticed quick because of his physique.
Going by the prototype.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So I do question if this is true, if they really have that mentality, if they already have too many guys from the independents. But if they do, I just think it's really just dumb. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. I think Triple H, I don't know, it's just like he wants like these really huge guys all the time, but I don't know, I mean, it is nice to see some larger people in the ring every now and then. It kind of reminds me of when I was younger and you would have, you know, everybody was huge, but...
I do think Davey Richards is very small.
Yeah, he's about my height, honestly, and I'm not a very tall person, so...
Mm-hmm. And I do think, though, that if given the shot, he could make it in the WWE because he does have a presence about him. He does have, when you see him in the ring, he stands out. He's got, like, he doesn't have, like, a charisma where he's going to go out there and be The Rock and cut these amazing promos, but he has this charisma, this in-ring presence to him that you see him there, and you, he kind of stands out as something special.
Yeah, has a nice build. He looks like a professional wrestler.
Yeah, and he looks, and even though he's small, he's believable that he's going to kick someone's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimate Beef did bring up a good point that he is very similar to Ben. More to me, he's more similar to Dynamite Kid, which in comparison then would make you similar to Chris Benoit. But by the look and his style in the ring, and that could be a reason why they would be they'd shy away from him.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, the WWE, like, universe would actually pick up on him being, like, very similar to Chris Benoit, but I'm sure
I don't think so either, but comparison. I think WWE might think that.
Yeah.
I don't think being small is... as long as you connect to the crowd, I think, in this day and age, is really what matters. There's different ways you can do that. But at least, and good for him. He worked very hard on the indies. If he actually would get a shot, that's cool. But it's weird because they're sending him to NXT for 1 week, like a 2 week tryout. And if they do like well, then they'll go to NXT for like 2 months. And then if they do well from there, they'll be in NXT and then possibly get a shot to be on the show. It's very bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know. I never understood that. They'll acquire like this big talent that everybody wants to see, and then they just send them to developmental for like 2 or 3 years, and then by the time they actually bring them on television, you're like, well, I'm not that pumped up to see this guy at this point.
Mm. Eddie Edwards, I haven't seen enough of him to really have an opinion. I've just seen him live a couple times, and to me, he doesn't really stand out, but who knows? I don't know. I don't know enough about him to give like a good opinion on that.
Back when I was watching ROH a good bit, he had the dreadlocks and that whole bit going on, and he wasn't really getting over at that time, but later on when he kind of like he had the shorter hair and stuff, he was, you know, carving his own niche there, and he was getting over with a lot of the fans, so. I don't know. It looks like he has potential, so I'll definitely check him out. But I haven't seen enough of his stuff to really be a huge fan.
Boxman says Daniel Bryan is a Benoit clone. Also, I don't agree with that whatsoever. Actually, he does do the headbutt and he does the crossface, but his wrestling style is to me it's a lot different. He's not this stiff dude, and he doesn't do like a ton of suplexes, dropping people on their head and.
Yeah,
I don't really see that. He's not just this total intense guy.
No, I don't think he is. I think he has he can work just about any style he would want, you know? He's a very talented individual. So, yeah, I never thought when he was in the ring, he's like, this guy looks like Benoit to me.
He's much more, his promos a completely different style.
He can actually do them.
Yes.
When Benoit, you know, would do his promos, like, he had the intensity, it was there, but I never quite believed what he was saying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just never could get into the Benoit promos. And he definitely wasn't known for his promos either.
Mm-hmm. So, this other guy now apparently is in NXT, and that is, I believe, I'm going to start dubbing him the Brutus Beefcake of the CM Punk era, and that is Colt Cabana.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. That's pretty good, Jack.
So do you think you'll finally...
I've never made the comparison to him and Brutus Beefcake, but yeah, that's pretty much dead on.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think this will finally work for him, and he will go? He'll go to the WWE again.
He definitely wants to stick with the comedy bits, and mm-hmm. I just don't know if WWE wants that. You know,
They do use a lot of comedy.
They
guys.
Do, yeah, but it's like I just don't know if they find him funny or not. You know, it's just whenever he comes up, they. They don't use him very well the last time he was up there, so who knows? Maybe it'll work out for him.
I guess a lot of that stuff, though, when he was there was, like, his own, like, all that web stuff was his.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, he is a guy that a lot of people love on the internet, and I've seen him wrestle live, and it is a lot of fun. I think he actually works, to me, he's better live than he is, like, when you watch him on tape or, like, on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his matches are very fun live. It doesn't always really translate when you're watching him on, like, a tape.
Yeah, well, I've seen footage of him that did make me laugh, but it was so far out there, I don't think the WWE would want to go that route, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, I don't know a ton about Colt Cabana, besides, you know, I've seen him on Ring of Honor shows, and a little bit online and stuff, so, But, I mean, the guy has a following. I think he's worth a shot.
Just, you know, give him his own show. Like
these are the guys. Exactly. These are the guys. Well, supposedly TNA was trying to sign the Wolves, too. But these are the guys that the TNA should have been after.
Well, I can't blame them for going to WWE. But, yeah, I mean, they should be after
them, I bet. Obviously, but yeah.
I can't believe Consequences Creed is in WWE now.
Mm-hmm. Xavier Woods tagging with R-Truth. That is the ticket to stardom.
Well, it's something. I mean, I'm so kind of surprised the guy got there, though. I was like, we haven't heard from him in forever now. I guess because he's been in WWE developmental. He kind of flew underneath the radar to me, though. I never even knew he was there.
Yeah, that, JBL has mentioned him on commentary before.
Mm-hmm.
That,
when he came out on Raw, they were like, oh, so that's who that is.
Yeah, it's like, that's who Xavier Woods is.
Oh, but, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm happy for the guy, but made his debut on Monday.
I always liked him. I always liked him as I thought he was a... He's got charisma, and he's a good little wrestler. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I don't have a problem with him, but it's just, I don't know. They had this whole thing going on where they don't want to hire any TNA talent. And
I think he got signed before that started.
Yeah, so.
Because they even said that supposedly that's a reason they didn't sign someone recently. It was not really necessarily a big-name guy, but... He was in those skits with Daniel Bryan and Kane.
Daniel Bryan and Kane.
When they were doing
the doctor,
the anger management stuff. Yeah. Well, he was like a black guy. Forget his name, but he's always wrestling in the Kevin Klein Rock promotions. But apparently, the reason they didn't sign him was because he had a short run in TNA. According to him, anyway.
Yeah. I'm drawing a blank. I can't remember who that was. But,
Scorpio Sky.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's like, if you want to be a wrestler and you want to eventually come to WWE, do not wrestle for TNA. Do you think they're doing that just so they don't ever gain any momentum?
That could be possible. It's like, I mean, if they put that, if that mentality is out there, that no matter how well you do in TNA, then WWE will just never want you. I mean, that's that's putting out to everyone who works on the independents, who has a dream, which if you're working as a wrestler, your ultimate dream is to work for WWE. So if that mentality's out there, you're thinking, you know what? I ain't going to go there. I have no shot of ever making it to the big leagues if I wrestle for TNA.
Hmm. Yeah, so that, man. But, I mean, I guess it, WWE's is a little threatened by TNA. Do you think
I don't know if threatened, but I do think WWE, no matter what anyone thinks, they always are against any other promotion ever being anything.
Mm.
It's just the way it is. The way it goes.
Yeah.
They referenced a TNA wrestler on Raw this week, and that was Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, I didn't expect that at all. They had a whole match with Sandow and Dolph Ziggler, mm-hmm. where they had a bunch of instruments in the ring because it was, what did they call it, Country Raw?
It was like the Broadway Brawl.
Yeah, but they are having a theme going on.
Raw Country.
Yeah, Raw Country. So. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of spawned this match that they had. And it was a very fun match, though, I thought. It started out kind of rough for me, but I thought it became an all right little match.
Yeah. I think it was too swinging. But, I mean, it was kind of like your old school kind of hardcore match where they just kind of hit each other with stuff.
I did like how they were building towards the big drum shot. It was like,
yeah, I like
you
that
could
too.
Tell that they weren't going for the drum, and then you know that you could tell that was going to be the finisher, and he took the big bass drum and just slammed it over Sandow's head, and then hit him with the guitar. But that's when he did the strut before he hit him with the guitar, so that had to be a Jeff Jarrett reference.
Oh yeah, he even did the strut. Then JBL, I believe JBL even mentioned him by name.
He's like, please fire me, WWE.
I don't think they'll ever fire JBL, but I could see that getting Ziggler in trouble.
Yeah.
They just don't like that guy.
Yeah, he's done something wrong. I guess he's a pretty cocky guy behind the scenes. And another guy who's done something wrong is Ryback. He's in the doghouse, apparently. I read earlier on the board that he did the jackhammer and spear.
Yeah, but I thought he was doing that because they wanted to build up to him in Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's necessary in the doghouse or they're totally inept in how to push like a monster today. I mean, this guy was really over.
Mm-hmm.
Then he didn't win the title, which I think was a mistake. And then they turned him heel, which I also thought was a mistake. And then he went on to lose every match for like a year and a half. So either they are like, they don't like him, but yet he's on TV all the time and in main events.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just don't know what they're, which I tend to go with they just don't know what they're doing. Because so many things in wrestling, just like basic stuff, like the titles are meaningless and feuds are not built well, and guys who start to get over then they just start on big losing streaks. And I just think they're inept. It's like this guy, we got this guy that we want to push as a big monster. How do we do that? Well, we have him lose every match.
I don't know if I'm giving him like too much credit here, but I kind of think that they just don't want to push him. It's like they kind of.
But yes, they do.
Like, I think they have to fill the TV show with some guys, mm-hmm. so they keep him around. And
sometimes it feels like there's two different. There's like, you know, well, obviously there's a group of people who write the show, but it's almost like one group is like, we've got to push this guy, and the other group hates him. So it's like, well, we have to push him, but we're also going to bury him. So they get pushed and buried at the same.
It's just the constant struggle in the back scene.
Yeah. It's like, well, you're going to be in main events, but you're just going to lose every match you're in.
So just one guy chimes in, and he's real positive, and he's like, you'll be in the main events. And then the other guy's like, no, but you're going to have to lose all of them.
Yes. I mean, when's the last time you've seen him beat anyone?
Ryback?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And every time he wrestles, like, oh, my God, how are they going to beat Ryback? It's like, gee, I don't know, just like every other match. Like when he came out for that match with Punk, you're like, oh, my God, how is he going to beat Ryback? I don't know, just like the last two times they wrestled and he beat him clean. Hmm. Probably just like that. And that's exactly what happened. His feud with Punk, he never won one match.
Man.
The other week he lost R-Truth clean. I mean, that is bad. R-Truth. Yeah. And it didn't lead anywhere. It's not like they're feuding.
Yeah, that is pretty
good.
That'd
be like losing to Kofi Kingston. When's the last time he won a match? And they always try to build him like something, too. It's like, oh, he's got a title shot. Why? He hasn't won a match in 3 years. Why does he have a title shot? He's always have a title shot. Like, he must have had like 50 intercontinental title shots in the last year. And then every once in a while, he have a world title shot for no reason. Just like, well, Randy Orton, now you're fighting Punk. You're fighting that Kofi Kingston. Like, why? What has this guy done to deserve a title shot?
Back to R-Truth, though. I do kind of admire how he comes out and he has a new rap for every time that he kind of changes up the What's Up song. Because it's about time, because I think we've heard that song quite a bit.
Hey, everybody over there. What's up? What's up? What's up?
I'm surprised that he's back to that. I mean, how many years has he been singing that song now?
For a long time.
Man.
Longer than PN News, the Rat Master PN News.
I mean, he was singing it in TNA.
Mm-hmm. He was singing What's Up in TNA.
You don't remember?
I don't think he was. I don't remember that, no.
He was singing What's Up in TNA. So oh just think God. About that. He's been singing that song forever.
Damn.
Yep. Longer than PM News, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. But PM News. They were saying, I was reading, where was it? I think it was Axel Rotten. He was saying when he was doing his little feud there with PM News that he was writing his raps or whatever, and he didn't realize that they had to rhyme.
Damn.
PN News.
That makes it hard, having to make sure it rhymes.
You know, though, I'll always remember PN News.
Mm-hmm.
But will I always remember, like, half the guys that come out today? I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah.
I can't remember the names usually when they come out. Like, who is that guy?
I could normally remember them when they come out, but sometimes when I try to recall their name on the show, it just really leaves me and I cannot think of.
Okay, quick, I'm going to put you on the spot now. What are the two first names of the Uso brothers?
It's Jimmy and Jay.
All right. Well done. No, that's because you watch them on Total Fags.
No, only one of them's on that.
Oh.
Only one of them. The other guy, he just must not want anything to do with it.
I woke up this morning. This is a true story. I woke up. Since I've got a phone, I used to never have a phone. And then I got one this year. And so now I just use it constantly. I'm just on the phone all the time.
You're very resistant to it, but.
And so I wake up and I'm like, my eyes just start to open before I can even see clearly. I'm grabbing my phones. I gotta check my emails, check my Facebook. So I check the emails, and the first email I see is from WWE. This is a true story. Just wake up, checking my emails, and WWE was so important. They emailed me. I'm gonna say early in the morning, but it was like six in the evening. But anyway, yeah, he emailed me to tell me new Usos T-shirt.
Oh man!
And I don't know why that made me laugh hysterically. It's like, this is so important. There is a new Usos T-shirt. You must email everybody.
They're trying to get them over, so it's working to an extent. I mean,
I like them. I like them.
Yeah,
I don't mind shirt is bad. Sure. The back says, we say us, They spell it U C E. You say O. Now, if you don't know them, if you're not a wrestling fan, or you don't know if you are an old wrestler and you don't know who they are, and you saw that, what the hell would you think? Someone wearing a shirt that says I say oos, you say O.
Yeah.
What the hell would you think? This is terrible. Like, I remember the last wrestling shirt I bought was the next big thing, Brock Lesnar. It had this big skull on, almost like a Danzig skull. And like, you know what, I wear that around. People, even if you're not a wrestling fan, like, holy shit, that's kind of cool. But if you just walk around the shirt says, I say oos, you say oh? What the hell would that mean?
I was wearing around a Hulk Hogan t-shirt. It was like the one back when he was in the NWO, and it had the big skull on it, and it's like the I Am a Man t-shirt. Uh-huh. This guy stopped me at Walmart, and he's like, let me see your shirt, bro. And he's like, and then the look on his face kind of just like disappeared, because he looked kind of happy at first, and then it was just gone. Then he's like, oh, I thought that was like a death metal shirt. He was like, it's some wrestling shirt.
And he just spit in your eye.
He's like, God, I don't want to be talking to a wrestling fan. So then, of course, I started running down the history of the shirt. And I'm like, yes, is it? Mm-hmm. Just to annoy the man.
How could someone in the chat room, Urius, he says, I like Asana. Mm. How could anyone be a fan of her? She's been around for like 5 years and is the total shit.
Maybe it is Oksana.
Could be. Could be.
Hmm.
So, Incher.
Yes, sir.
TNA took that idea and just ran with it full force.
Which idea was that?
Skull on a black t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
Because there, I don't know, I haven't checked it. You know, I used to do the Jackie Jones show, and I would go all over the internet trying to find terrible wrestling merchandise, which, you know what? I found out it's not hard to do. But they used to, every shirt would be black, which is fine, but would have a skull on it, no matter who it was. Jeff Jarrett t-shirt skull. What does the skull have to do with Jeff Jarrett?
It's King of the Mountain. I guess at the top of the mountain there's skulls.
King of the Mountain. I'm gonna go here and check out. Do you know what else was on the WWE site? Because I started to check it then when I saw the you say oh shirt. Oh my god. And then so they have these piggy banks. And my favorite thing used to be for a long time on WWE Shop Zone was they had these they had lawn gnomes.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be, you know, they had the Hornswoggle lawn gnome, they had the John Cena lawn gnome.
Yeah.
They had the Kane, I think, lawn, maybe. Undertaker did anyway. So, but they don't sell those anymore. And you would go there and they say they were never on clearance and they would be sold out. Mm-hmm. So people actually bought those. I mean, people were buying WWE lawn gnomes.
Huh. Could you look up a few things and maybe we can take a break and we'll come back and
tell
us all about it?
Yes, I do. Before, while we go to break, I'm going to say this. But what has replaced the lawn gnome is my favorite thing.
What would that be?
The WWE piggy banks.
You have to tell us all about it when we come
back.
I
will.
All right. We shall return here just in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. With WWE piggy banks.
Hey, this is PCO Pierre Caldwellette, and you're listening to InYourHeadOnline.com.
All right, we're back here once again on iywidewrestling.com, better known as In Your Head. And that's right, Inchman and Jackie Jones are In Your Head.
InYourHeadOnline.com or iywrestling.com.
It's like a music for your mind, poetry for your soul, an orgasm for your ears, and that is In Your Head. Word. Word up, boy. So I'm over at WWE Shop Zone, and they got these piggy banks. And they're all the basic same shape, you know, a pig. And then they got different shirts on. And I'm going to go over it. I'll try to explain to you what they look like. They got a Shield one, which is very basic. This has a black Shield shirt, kind of bland. They got what's very weird. There's one person they have two of. And I'll say that one for a second. There is no John Cena piggy bank.
Huh.
There's a Sheamus, who's got the crazy red hair and, you know, facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
The Undertaker, which has white eyes and a little Undertaker hat.
Mm.
There's the Daniel Bryan, who's got the big shaggy beard. There's the CM Punk with the Jacob Marley burns. And then there's two AJ Lees. And if there's anyone in the WWF, the WWE, who should not be, you know, compared to a pig, I think it would be AJ Lee. Because she is very thin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very bizarre. How would you know? It's like this big fat pig with a pink shirt, says Love Bites.
I saw a piece of news about AJ on WrestleZone earlier that she passed out during a match.
Yeah, so then they made that into a storyline on Raw.
Ah.
They made that all about, they gave that to Vicky. It's like if something actually bad happens to you that could be, you know, bad for your health, it could be something wrong with you, let's make fun of it on TV.
It's good for Vicky.
Yes.
Because it keeps her on TV.
Mm-hmm. I'll say AJ, I know a lot of times I'm very down on the divas, but by far the best one in WWE. Not even close. She has the most charisma, most personality, even a pretty good wrestler, AJ Lee. And she's tight.
So yeah. She's won you over once again?
Yeah, as long as she's not all over the show nonstop, and she's not, like, doesn't have the power. The power position role totally terrible for her, but the role she's in currently, perfect for her.
Huh. Cool. So she has two piggy banks. What does hers look like?
Well, they're both just big, you know, fat pigs. And then I don't know how you would know this was a woman, because it's exactly the same as the men's.
Hmm.
Or how would you know this was AJ Lee at all? It's just these fat pigs, one's black, one's pink, with a Love Bites shirt.
Huh.
And a little baseball cap. Very bizarre. Daniel Bryan starts slicking his hair back and putting into a ponytail. It totally goes. It's not a good look. Now, if he had that and he either trimmed the beard up or shaved the beard, it'd be okay. But he's got this long, scraggly beard, and then like sleek back hair. It's too contrasting. It does not go together.
Hmm.
You can't have your hair all slick and nice and neat. And then your beard, just this big mess.
I think if they're going to step back with him, it'd probably be a good time to probably ditch the beard. Like, if they're going to, like, you know, kind of de-push him for a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe they could kind of work him into another character or something.
Are they just, like, do they just not want people to be too popular?
That's the thing. It's whoever, whoever they like, they'll allow them to get over, but it seems like if they don't, if they're not in your favor, they'll just kind of give you a really weak push and be like, see, we pushed him. He just doesn't have it.
Mm-hmm. Very bizarre. So what if this one with, what if this next pay-per-view with the Big Show doesn't do well? Who gets blamed this time? Is it just a carryover of, and it's still,
it's just, they'll just be like, well, it's Big Show. He's big.
Who cares? My God. Ornaments. Holy shit. Over WWE Shop Zone, they have all these ornaments. Uh-huh. They've got Sheamus snowman ornaments. The Shield. They got a lot of Shield stuff lately. CM Punk, Snowman, John Cena, Snowman. Now, those are cool enough, but you have to, anyone out there has to go and check out the Gingerbread Men. Oh, my God. If you've ever, if you, right now, if you're at a point where the PG rating and the childish stuff on Raw, like, bothers you a lot, it doesn't necessarily bother, the childish stuff does, the rating really doesn't. But if you're like, you know what, I'm watching a child's program, and that bothers you, go over to WWE Shop Zone right now and check out the WWE Gingerbread Men.
Is this something that might make you pull out that 44 and just blow your head off?
Yes, you will, like, I just give up.
Man.
I bet these are, you know what, though? I bet if you go into the Extreme Falls house, they're just covered. The Christmas tree is just covered in these.
Now, I'm not on the board as much as I should be, but is Extreme Falls really that bad?
I've never minded him.
I mean, of course he's in favor of WWE, but I don't know. Some people just really can't take him.
Mm-hmm. They need to man up. I get a kick out of it. I personally, my opinion is, I think message boards are going the way of the dodo bird. That is a very topical thing. But I think the social media.
I'm not sure when the big dodo bird craze was, so you'll have to fill me in on that.
And so, I just think the Facebook is kind of the way to. I mean, it's so cool to have the board or whatever. But I you know what? I do want to thank Taza the Greek. And I'm giving the board to Taza the Greek. C.W. Anderson. Or not C.W. What is his name? I don't know. Willie Anderson on the board. C.W. if he wants it. He's probably not doing nothing. The hell is he doing? Nothing. He is now the moderator of the In Your Head message board. Times are rough.
I know who you're talking about, but for some reason I can't remember the initials.
Yeah, he's cool, though. I like that guy. And Jobes. There's going to be the trifecta. Those three are going to run the message board. Do as they please. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to deal with it. Why is the Mark Henry Gingerbread Man the same color as the other ones? So Mark Henry Gingerbread Man looks like Jesus. The Mark Henry Gingerbread Man does not look like Mark Henry. It looks like Jesus.
Could I get a link in the chat room, maybe? Or?
I will link everyone here up in the chat room. Now, there's no way you would see that and think, oh, yeah, that's Mark Henry. You would see that and think that's Jesus, or maybe even CM Punk. But there's no way you would see that and think that that's Mark Henry. The Mark Henry Gingerbread Man. He's white! He's white! And he's not big. It's Jesus! And Yuria says that's fat material. Yuria's in the chat room right now is masturbating to the Mark Henry Gingerbread Man. I don't judge whatever does it for you. It's my saying. As long as you're not, like, raping people or kids or something. But you know what I'm saying. Whatever. If a Mark Henry Gingerbread Man, if that gets your juices going, if that is what you're going to pleasure yourself to, more power to you. That is my opinion. So while you're looking that up, did you get the link in the chat room?
Yeah, my computer's, like, not wanting to load the page or something.
So we got Gingerbread Man, we've got Usos t-shirts, we've got Piggy Banks over in WWE site. Over on TNA, if you're looking for wrestling merchandise, basically on TNA Shop Zone, whatever the hell they call it, Shop TNA.
Whatever it's just, they ripped off from WWE.
It's just like an art gallery of Jeff Hardy paintings. And I'm not even kidding, it's just... endless lithographs of paintings by Jeff Hardy.
They've been advertising that on TV, like the Jeff Hardy lithograph.
Ranging from $100 to $200. Who in their right mind is going to go buy a Jeff Hardy painting for $200?
Well,
thing.
It's not even the original. It's a copy. It's a lithograph.
There goes your...
The lithograph collection. You can buy the entire Jeff Hardy 8-piece set for only $834. $834! What wrestling fan is going to shoptna.com and spending nearly $1,000 for anything? Never mind lithographs of paintings by Jeff Hardy. You could probably go rent Jeff Hardy for a day for $1,000.
$1,000.
You could he'd probably come live with you. Less. Just feed the man and supply him in aluminum.
Hey, man, let's get extreme. And then you catch him in some dark room somewhere, and you're like, what are you doing, Jeff? And he's just like, getting extreme. You're like, all right.
Oh, my God.
The lithograph. Can I get an aluminum mummy instead?
They do not sell aluminum mummies. They don't have any Christmas items. TNA, Christmas coming up. Get on the ball.
Oh, you know they're going to get their whores out there advertising it. They're all scantily clad. That is like one of the highlights of TNA, though.
They must sell a lot of Jeff Hardy stuff, though. I mean, it's everywhere on here.
Oh, we're about to be sold. Just go ahead and sell whatever you want, Jeff. Cool.
I haven't checked their let's see here. Man, there's some weird stuff up here. Jay Bradley photo. Now, who is going to buy that?
The Jay Bradley photo.
Gonna get myself a photo of Jay Bradley. Here we go. Aces and Eight spinning keychain. Why do they even make that? Why? Who did they ever think, man, we're going to just sell tons of these? The Garrett Bischoff 8x10.
Now, I wish I could look at this stuff, but my computer's not allowing me to scroll down for whatever reason.
The Doc 8x10. An 8x10 of Doc. Now, imagine if you're a kid at Christmas morning, and you ripped open a package, and inside, not even signed, just an 8x10 of Doc.
Hell yeah.
You would think Santa hated you.
How much is the Doc 8x10?
$4.99. No, sale price, 99 cents.
So, you're paying the extra for shipping.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Who are these people? There's a T-shirt of Marty's girl? Who? Who? Honestly, who the hell is that?
Marty's girl?
Marty's girl!
I don't know that guy.
Marty's girl. S-C-U-R-L-L. The Party Marty. Was there a wrestler in TNA called Party Marty? Wait, what's this?
I don't know that guy. Maybe that was one of their big brainchilds that they're going to have. And it just
Rockstar Spud. They actually created a T-shirt for Rockstar Spud.
Man.
Party Marty. Who the fuck is Party Marty? It's on clearance for $5. The Blossom Twins. Did they ever wrestle in TNA?
They were on, it was either last week or the week before. One of them was, not both of them.
Hey. Well, they have a Blossoms Twins t-shirt.
Huh. Yeah, and I want to figure they would be that big to actually sell t-shirts, especially in the U.S.
People have to help me out in the chat room. Is that guy real? Party Marty? Is it they just messing with me?
They just made somebody up. They're like, nobody buys this stuff anyhow. Just make something up and see if it sells.
Let's see if this sells better than our actual people.
How much is it?
$5.
I might have to get that just cause it's like nobody ever heard of it.
You can't even just go buy like a black plain t-shirt at Walmart for $5.
That's true, yeah. Oh, is that Party Marty or Marty Scrawl?
Yeah,
he's got Mark. Do you see the picture? They got a picture, and he kind of looks like
never seen this guy in my life.
He kind of looks like one of the referees, but like I don't know who he is though.
When did this guy was actually on the show?
I guess I don't know. He's in the Impact ring, man. Was he one of these gut check guys or something?
I just saw what I'm buying you for Christmas. I'm gonna order it right now. I'm dead serious. They have, and I don't think I'll be able to top this. So I'm just gonna stop looking at Shop TNA. They have an Anarchia 8x10.
Oh man, I'm a lucky man. Put that on my wall. Everybody be like, man, you got an Anarchia 8x10 sign?
It's like, not even signed. It's just funny. I'll sign it.
Not even signed?
No.
Well, that's nice. Like, you probably don't even have to buy it from them. You can probably print it off yourself, dude.
Oh, man, Anarchia.
I don't know. The guy tried. He did something. Destro just standing there, and he's just like, yeah.
Destro? From G.I. Joe?
His buddy. What's his name?
with the silver mask?
Yeah. No, that's not. That's. Yeah, Destro had, like, the silver head.
Yeah.
And.
The Cobra Commander of the Dome.
Yeah. What's his name? I can't think of.
I don't know. Conan?
No, the dude who jumps and stuff. And his partner. What was his partner's name?
Homicide?
No, the other guy. The bald guy. That looks like Destro. When he talks, he sounds like Destro.
Oh, Hernandez.
Hernandez, that guy.
The guy who jumps and looks like Destro. Hernandez, of course.
Come on, man. You got to give me some credit here. I mean, it's hard to remember everybody in TNA.
Sagrito photo.
I mean, you know, Hernandez is not an Anarchia, that's for sure.
Do you think Hernandez is banging Dixie Carter?
Probably the whole locker room is. Why do you say that? Just because he's still around?
He's like always pushed all the time.
Yeah.
You know that. You know what? Though I'm gonna say this. It would be better to be a TNA and push because you're banging old lady Dixie Carter than being pushed because you're blowing, you know, Pat Patterson. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, Pat can only get you so far, I'd say.
Hmm?
Like there's probably a point where Pat Patterson can't get you any further.
Yeah. Well, they say like guys
Dixie
that were
owns the company, so she can do whatever she wants with you.
I mean, like, Brooklyn Brawler. I mean, he had a longevity because he's... So, like, if you have sex with Patterson, like, you can have a long career, like, the Brawler, but you're not necessarily going to ever make it big.
Mm.
So, you know, in a way, it kind of... Don't you kind of, like, respect that? Because he's like, you know what? I'm not going to use our personal relationship to make you, like, to make you champ, but, you know, I'll keep you employed.
In other words, you just got screwed.
Put it in pulling.
Not trying to hurt nobody's feelings now.
When they go meet to meet. Mike Bessler here from Pro Wrestling Illustrated is in the chat room, and he's saying, hey, everybody, I'm hanging out, listening to the show in my underwear while I put together a 3D puzzle.
That's the only way to listen to us, isn't it?
Uh-huh. We should have 3D puzzles of us. That would be sweet. All right, so I was watching a Big Show versus Ryback on Raw. We were talking about this earlier, and I noticed that both guys were just clearly, very loudly, just calling spots and what to do throughout the whole match.
They care about their jobs.
I noticed they do this a lot lately. They talk very loudly when they call spots in the ring.
Did they get, like, a new microphone or something? Like, something that's picking up everything they say?
Maybe. And I noticed the cameraman, which they used to not really do too much in WWE. They do in TNA all the time. But they used to do in WCW a lot. They really, like, zoom in when the guys are talking to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
supposed
like, to...
Oh, gotta get right in there.
Supposed to keep the camera off that stuff.
Big Show was even... Yeah, I heard him yelling at Ryback. He's like, slow it down. Like, I'm getting ready for Orton. We gotta make this match very slow.
Don't give him too much. They're not. They're clearly unentertained already. Just give them less. See if we can't really kill this shit.
So, The Miz, he finally turned heel.
Thank God. Did he suit... He wasn't very well suited as a face at all.
No, he come out... He's just a natural, like, asshole. Or he's like a naturally born, like, douchebag. So he comes out there, it's like, you don't want to like him. And I thought he did well as a heel.
When Kofi Kingston was going for the hot tag...
And Kofi Kingston.
It was a Kofi Kingston, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
And the Miz was pulling his hand back slowly, and then he jumps off of the apron, and he kind of holds his hands up. I'm like, now that felt right.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what that guy needs to be.
I actually really like Kofi, but it's just, they expect you to always care about him, and he's just, like, total jobber. Like, he has to give him a couple wins here and there. Have him beat some other jobber on TV once in a while. Would it really hurt? I mean, the show's 3 hours. Can't Kofi Kingston beat somebody? Like, you know what? Let's have Kofi be a guy for 5 minutes on this 3-hour show. Then maybe people might care when he's in a feud with someone. They might go, oh, well... Gee, I wonder who's going to win, since he never wins.
They don't like
who's
Kofi.
So low on the card, Kofi can meet him. Hunico. He can beat Hunico next week on Raw, and it would probably be a good match.
Yeah, he could beat Tyson Kidd.
Well, is he going to get a push?
I don't know. I saw him on Main Event last week, and he got beat by Justin Gabriel.
Oh, my. Justin Gabriel?
Yeah. Holy Justin shit. Gabriel beat him. It was a good match.
Probably was.
But it's like, he's getting beat by Justin Gabriel? I thought he was getting somewhat of a push.
Yeah. Right back? Can't you find a way for him to win a match every once in a while?
No.
The show is 3 hours! Musical chairs to build a match.
Oh my god, that was terrible.
Survivor Series.
I don't know what was going on in that segment.
Oh my god. So it's awful.
It's like, why do we have to have musical chairs? And they didn't even do it very well.
Yeah, Meltzer, how many stars was that musical chairs?
I think I've seen better musical chairs segments in the past. Highly disappointed.
Do you think we'll ever see the musical chairs DVD? Best of musical chairs. The musical chairs anthology.
If we do, I know what your Christmas present is.
They said that, weren't they going to put out an anthology of bra and panties matches?
I know who's going to be asking for that one.
I think it was on their list of what they had a poll, what would you want to buy? And it was almost all just horrible choices.
I can see the song, man. Now I got the best of the bra and panties matches. Good stuff. I love it. These women know how to wrestle.
This is my number five. He actually, the song, man, people know him for calling the show. His Facebook gives me an endless amusement. And he was posting this is my favorite, my 50th or whatever, of 65. He has 65 favorite women wrestlers. Then he's got 100 favorite actresses. It's basically every woman in a film, and every woman he sees wrestle is his favorite. Every woman he sees.
Is there how many more active women wrestlers would you have after you got 65?
Then I asked about one, and then he's like, that's not one of my favorites. It was the one woman in the whole world is not one of his favorites.
Man, good guess, I guess.
He'll tag people, too, and stuff, and he'll be this isn't my favorite. And it will be a tag of that person.
Yeah, you're just trying to piss somebody off if you do that.
I won't say their name, but the other week, this is a true story. I got a message on Facebook if I knew John Garabian, whatever the hell his name is, and I was like, yeah. And she's like, and she said that she's a female wrestler in the indie scene, and that he creeps her out because she said that every time she's on a podcast or radio, he calls in and starts singing a song about running from a gun.
I'm gonna run.
She's asked me if she should be scared of the guy. I was like, I don't know if I'd be scared, but I probably wouldn't. I'd make sure he doesn't have your address.
Just don't put any 3D puzzles together with him.
he has a song.
Hang on, I might get my clothes dirty. I need to put the 3D puzzle in my skivvies.
It's like, don't be afraid to run from the, it's like, don't run from the gun. And it's like, that is a lyric in a song. I think in his mind doesn't mean anything by it. It's anything that rhymes makes sense to him. But I could see how if I was a woman and this guy calls in to countless podcasts I do, and he's always telling her to not to run from his gun, I could see why I'd be a little worried.
Yeah, sure. Let's put a 3D puzzle together. Hang on, John. Let me get naked. Let me get down to my underwear. We're rocking it like Breaking Bad here.3D puzzle. I love it.
Now, do you think he calls into the show nude?
Oh, you know he does.
Does that add something to it?
The creepiness factor, yes. I mean, if he's putting 3D puzzles together in his underwears, he's definitely calling in the show in his underwears.
And then once he knew that, if people don't understand what we're talking about, they know the song man calls in. And he makes these 3D puzzles, which are kind of cool, to be honest. And so I was perusing them, and I came upon one where he must not have realized that there's a mirror behind the puzzles in his room. And you could see him with the camera standing there, and he's totally nude, but tidy whiteies.
Mm-hmm.
And his wall is just covered in 90s wrestling pictures cut out of PWI magazine. There's an up-close, it's just Billy Gunn's crotch. That's one of the photos.
You really examined this dude's room.
I'm pretty sure it will be examined someday for evidence.
Gotta have that picture of Billy Gunn's crotch.
Well, it's kind of hard to miss, dude. This is just a picture, and it's just a guy's crotch. Like, and you can tell it's Billy Gunn's tights. It's pretty awesome.
You can identify the tights. You know the crotch by just looking at it.
Dude, yes. If you're a real wrestling fan like myself. Do you think you could pick out Alex Wright in a lineup from the waist down?
Probably not, no. Didn't he always have, like, kind of like maroon trunks?
He had yellow. He had all different colors. Blue. Oh, nice blue.
Yeah, I remember the blue.
I'm not going to say I was, like, really, like, studying this, but I will say Songman is no Alex Wright. Just didn't put that out there. I'm sorry, Tazo. I veered off wrestling. I said I wasn't type of nothing about wrestling, but I think this is worth talking about.
Most definitely.
So I can't wait. I love when teams of five strive to survive on the Thanksgiving Day tradition. Survivor Series, and this year I was all pumped. What's gonna be? I was hoping it was gonna be Shield and the Wyatts versus a bunch of Jay Brones, or it was gonna be Orton and Triple H and his group in the Shield versus Punk and DB and Big Show. Nope. What do we get? We get the epic, sure to be a classic, 7-on-7. Diva Survivor Series match with people like Oksana and JoJo and Eva Marie and Eve Torres. This is going to be classically horrendous.
Are they not going to do
total the drizzling shits?
So they're doing that as a match on the Survivor Series?
Yep. 7-on-7.
That's not considered the Survivor Series match, is it?
Yes!
Like, I thought they were doing the Usos and Daniel Bryan. And
nope.
I thought they were going to be the Survivor Series match. Oh my god.
Nope.
Man. Yeah, that is pretty bad. I don't think anybody wants to see the, like, Survivor Series match with the women.
No!
God. Are they just wanting us to hate
women? I think they're trying to destroy their. I think they're trying to destroy their pay-per-view business.
For whatever sense it makes, I mean, why would they want to destroy their pay-per-view business? But that seems to be what they're doing.
It's Natalya, the Bellas, the Funkadactyls, JoJo, and Eva Marie versus AJ, Tamina, Caitlin, Rosa Mendez, Summer Rae, Oksana, and Alicia Fox. Oh my god. That is going to be the shits. Can you believe someone with the in-ring and talent of like Eva Marie would be on a pay-per-view?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I mean, you're paying to see this woman wrestle, and she's terrible.
If you just paid to see her bend over or something, but come on! Here's Survivor Series. There is another Survivor Series match on here, too. But new champion, which we didn't talk about, Big E Langston. He won the title.
Yep.
The crowd went apeshit for this. So I would say this crowd was very hot.
Yeah, he beat Curtis Axel. He took away the Intercontinental Championship. And I know I should be happy about this, because it kind of proves that he's a nobody. But I'm kind of sad. I kind of feel bad for Curtis Axel.
I thought last week was his first good match in forever.
He gave up the belt pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, the guy can wrestle. But, man, they said he's away from Paul Heyman now, too, though.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, I didn't see that angle. I don't recall it being on TV.
I don't think it was. They must have did it privately.
Maybe it was a WWE exclusive or, like, the app thing.
The app. Wow, that's What? I mean, this was a big angle.
I know.
He joined him, and then it just ends out of nowhere.
All of a sudden, he's not a Paul Heyman guy as well, so don't know what happened, but man, talk about losing your push.
Yeah.
You lost your belt, now you're not with Paul Heyman.
Poor dude. He might as well just give up.
Yeah, go to TNA, never come back.
Join Aces and Eights. Tag with Doc.
Oh, I'm actually kind of excited for the show tomorrow, though, Jack. TNA,
really?
They're doing like one of those like mid pay per view kind of things. Like,
oh yeah, I did see that.
And it's going to be Mr. Anderson versus Bully Ray. And if Mr. Anderson loses, he's got to retire. And if Bully Ray loses, guess what?
What?
The Aces and Eights has to break up.
Oh man. You know what? I like Mr. Anderson. People really hate him online. I like the guy.
Have you seen
I saw this week's show. I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought he was horrible. When he was in with Aces and Eights, it was terrible. And when he's just nonstop asshole, it's too much. But there are times where I enjoy Mr. Anderson. Just gotta use them a little better. Give him some direction.
Don't let him do what he wants to do.
That's not entirely. I do think you should let people do what they want to do, but give him a little direction.
Like you can't say asshole, asshole, asshole all the time.
Right.
But I'm kind of excited for the live show tomorrow on Impact. I think it's Turning Point, they're calling it, or something like that. It's one of those pay-per-views.
Point! We're turning point! I should have wrote a song. Damn it.
It's too late. But yeah. So, it's going to be an alright show, I think. I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I can't remember anything else that's going to be on it, but... Yeah.
Return of Shark Boy. Team Ninja here, Dwayne in the chat room. He's saying he's got a Shark Boy mask on. He's been hyped all week. He's sitting at home. He's painting himself like a shark. He's having a good time. He said he's sitting in his kiddie pool in his living room waiting for the return of Shark Boy.
Hell yeah.
I like Shark Boy.
He's a funny character to have.
I like him. I dig him. I like the guy.
I don't know why they're running with the Stone Cold thing all the time still, but...
That's not true. Team Ninja says he gave up his job delivering pizza to work for TNA. From what I understand, Shark Boy is loaded with the dough because he sued Disney because they made a Shark Boy movie, and he actually owned the rights to it, and he won, and he made quite a bit of money.
Damn.
That's why he does...
It's like, oh, Shell, yeah, Disney, you didn't know I even exist, but I do. Man.
So, yeah, they I believe they settled out of court for quite a sum of cash. From what I...
Dig that, Mickey. Didn't see that. I mean, yeah. I remember when that was going on, and I thought, this guy's going to have to settle. Like, there's no way he can beat Disney, but. So, I got, they settled out of court, which...
Yeah.
I'm sure they just paid a hefty sum of money. And he was happy.
Yeah. So, also on Survivor Series, by the way, it's a rematch of Big E versus Curtis Axel. That probably not be too swinging. Kofi Kingston versus The Miz. The aforementioned 7-on-7 Divas match. This one might be good, though. Tag team champs Cody Rhodes and Goldust, the Usos, and Rey Mysterio versus The Shield and the Real Americans. That'll be a Survivor Series match.
Okay.
CM Punk, Daniel Bryan versus Eric Rowan and Luke Harper. It'll be a match. World Heavyweight Champion John Cena versus Alberto Del Rio.
Alberto Del Rio. Now, I got something to say about this.
And Randy Orton versus Big Show. This is kind of a shitty card.
Now, the Alberto Del Rio John Cena segment on Monday Night Raw, I thought it was starting out pretty good. Like, they had, like, the build where John Cena was in the ring and he had his arm in a sling. And you're like, yeah, this guy's hurt. And he's kind of putting Alberto Del Rio over. you know, by saying, like, you know, he's a little worried about the match. And I was like, hey, this could be good. Cena's, you know, hurt. Alberto Del Rio's coming out. He's getting over a little bit. And then I was like, this kind of get me pumped up for the match. And then John Cena's like, he just throws off his armband, his sling, and he's just like, he just starts beating the hell out of Alberto Del Rio. And I'm like, man, here we are, Superman Cena again.
Hmm.
And I was just like, yeah, it was a good angle, I thought, the way it started, but then it broke down to something that was crap.
Yeah.
I will, Dwayne here in the chat room, he says, I'm sorry, Drek, I failed you. I didn't fully explain myself, but that, that Shark Boy, that's an actual angle on TNA Impact. That they did a video where he quit his pizza job.
I saw that video.
Ah.
Yeah.
What? That's pretty awesome.
He was in a pizza parlor and he throws down like a pizza box and he says, he's leaving.
Mm.
Do you remember back in the day, actually, when they brought in Dusty Rhodes, one part he was like a pizza delivery man. Because they get over the common man. He used all kinds of things. And he was delivering, it was like a pickled pig's feet pizza.
Yeah. They need to bring in Chris Hero as the pizza delivery man and just have him as a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be perfect. They could put over Domino's if they want, or they could, you know, whoever wants to work up a sponsorship with WWE, Papa John's, or, you know, whatever. He could be that their pizza man.
I'm still Chris Hero. If you're listening to this, go to WWE. Say I've got my in, but I want to get on here. I can be part of the Wyatt clan. Mama Wyatt always wanted a little girl. They bring him on. He's the Wyatt sister. They were all boys. So Mama Wyatt made the youngest one a little girl. Maybe he wears lipstick and a dress, has his hair back, you know, and pigtails. He's the little girl that Mama Wyatt always wanted. I'm telling you, that's a money angle. It'd be huge. It would get over. You can't deny that wouldn't get over.
I like my pizza man gimmick for him better.
I don't. Fuck a pizza man.
You see what you'd be getting if we were on the creative team?
The pizza man?
The pizza man or a female Wyatt.
Yes, look, yeah. There's you can go dark with it, and the other Wyatts, you know, are banging them. So much potential there.
Catch him and Rowan in the back. What's going on here? It's much like
now,
that Michael Cole Heidenreich segment.
Now they have 13 pay-per-views a year. Okay,
13.
And you basically see a title match every single Raw and SmackDown.
How do they work into 13, though?
They have two in October or something.
Oh, man. Damn.
Why, I'm not really sure. But, so, they have all these shows, you see these big matches all the time. And that's really why a lot of these things burn out so quick, because, I mean, you're gonna see these guys just wrestle over and over and over and over. So why not, when you have something like the Survivor Series, take that to do something different? Like, can't we have one pay-per-view a year where there isn't a world title match? Do we really need to see John Cena and Alberto Del Rio again? So why not have the Survivor Series just all Survivor matches? That would be fun.
You got enough talent to do it, I'd say.
Yeah, I used to like those. You have teams. They build up. They get people. They fight.
Good times.
203 area code. Who are you?
Hi, it's Julia.
Julia.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Oh my God, it's been so long.
Are you excited to hear my voice?
I am so excited. You know, I just wanted to hear you guys and, you know, see what's up, see what's new.
Yeah, we weren't taking calls yet, but I saw this number pop up. I thought I'm going to take it. Glad we did enter. It's a longtime fan. I haven't heard from her for a while. Mm-hmm. Julia, what is on your mind?
Not much. You know, I went to, actually, an ISW show on Saturday. And Oh, shit, sorry. Forgot my house alarm is on. Yeah, I went to an ISLB show in Danbury, Connecticut, and it was phenomenal. I had VIP tickets because I know somebody that was on the card, and it was just really, really fun. So I didn't want to, like, start getting back into everything.
It's always fun to go to a local wrestling show. It's cool to go to the big wrestling shows too, but if you go to like a local one, there's a different atmosphere. It's more you're there, you're up front, you get to really interact with the wrestlers better. It's a good time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really like too local. They're from Canada. There's like some people from Chicago that are on the card.
Not necessarily local, but maybe like a small, like an independent level wrestling company.
Oh, I love them. Yeah, those I still try to attend those as much as I can. So.
So who stood out on the show?
I think, honestly, the Spoon Fighters were amazing. There was like chips everywhere, watermelons. Like they were in the main event. It was kind of like a tag team thing, and then. There's, I don't know if you guys heard of Bucks Belmar. He's like on the Canadian circuit. And him versus Izzy Dezier, we're both on the main card. Pinky Sanchez, a couple of other people. So
sweet. Now, what was this team that was had chips and watermelon?
What was that?
What's this team that has chips and watermelon?
They actually like use food as props, and it's just like this funny little gimmick that they have, and it was awesome.
Wordsinichman.
I was just gonna say,
and he makes good bread.
I saw Pinky Sanchez on True TV the other day. He was on that America's Dumbest Videos or whatever, or something like that. I forget the name of the show, but it's pretty funny. And he was doing this thing.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
He's not like, people seem to think he's like, this wild, crazy guy, which he definitely is, but he always puts on an amazing show. He did really, really good. Jumped off of like a 30-foot platform. He always does like crazy shit, so.
And he was with the DUF for a little while, the Drunk Ugly Fucks. And now who's the guy? He went to WWE. He's in developmental now. Not Kane.
From where?
From the DUF. Yeah, he ripped up my brother's sign. And then Pinky Sanchez went to rip up the other one, but he just was not strong enough to rip the paper.
What was that guy's name? He was supposed to do an interview with us, and he didn't show.
Yeah, I forget his name. It's not important because he no-showed us, so screw that guy. But Julie is trying to get Pinky Sanchez on the show.
Yeah, I just sent him a message today. Like, I think that would be an awesome show. So, not that it is always, but I think it would be pretty cool just because he's at like a different point in his career. And I heard also that CZW is in. South Jersey now instead of Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I heard or maybe they're doing shows there. I'm not exactly sure, but either way, it's closer to where I am, so I definitely want to go down there and check that out.
Yeah, I've never been to a CZW show in person. I bet that would be fun.
Oh, I love that shit. I would totally. I've always wanted to go to a CZW show, so.
Sammy Callahan, there we go, in the chat room, box man. Thank you for helping me out.
I'd probably have to wear like one of those domes that like dentists wear, so they don't get any like debris in their eyes or anything.
You're such a pansy.
Oh yeah, it's pretty intense. I got hit in the head with a crutch on Saturday, and that was like it was right on my eye. It was by accident. It was during, like, the Is He Dead Yet? Bucks Belmar match, and he, like, whacked me in the head with a freaking crutch. I'm like, all right, I'm cool with that. Battle scars, it's all good.
It was at a Dragon Gate show, and we were in the front row, and it was John Moxley. That was a different match, but John Moxley was there. No, it was John Moxley and somebody. Anyway,
oh,
we got
okay.
We got their blood all hanging on my leg, and Troy got it on his coat.
That's
Andrew,
awesome.
you would not be down for that if you got the blood on you.
I don't know. I guess I'm scared. I'm a germaphobe to an extent, so I don't know if I would dig that or not. I'd be like, there's blood on me.
Yeah.
I'd probably be freaking out the rest of the show, thinking I have some sort of horrible disease of some sort.
No, I mean you've had my bodily fluids on you before.
No, I haven't.
Oh, really?
Like, what? Are you talking about that time I was laying on my bed and you were just standing there drooling, and like a little bit of drool fell on my cheek?
Well, you're asleep, and I do other things.
This is why you don't want to share a room with Jake.
Or this is why you want to share a room. Dependent on your point of view.
And you get to see his manly, manly nightshirt.
Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty sweet, just like Ebenezer Scrooge.
He does rock it like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Mm-hmm. All right, Julia. Anything else for us? I'm glad you called in. Hopefully we get to hear from you more often.
Yeah, definitely. I really miss calling into the show and, you know, being in the boards and stuff like that. So definitely, it's always a good time when I hear you guys. So keep doing your thing.
All right, cool. We'll talk to you soon. Yeah, the chat room says hello. So there's some pervs in there who are saying some dirty things. But
yeah,
hi, guys.
All right,
guys. Well, you guys take it easy.
You too. See ya.
See you now.
All right. That's Julia and Cher.
I know the chat room was talking about me and my body, but I just have my body is my own, and you guys, you just don't need to be talking about it. No means no, chat room. No means no.
Sometimes it means yes. But only between two consenting adults.
Where the hell are you taking this show?
What? I'm just saying.
Could you get, like, I don't know, could you get, like, AIDS from a wrestler if they just shot blood into your eye or something? Wouldn't that be a bad way to go?
You'd have to have, like, an open wound, and, like, you'd have to share blood.
I don't know. I guess I've worked too many jobs where they're like, put gloves on. And make sure, like, you treat everybody like they got some sort of horrible disease.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've worked a lot of those jobs. It kind of freaks me out.
Mm. You know, speaking of this, Incher, the pride of West Virginia, the Necro Butcher, was arrested.
Yeah, I know. He's beating up his old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Bad times. I mean, you can't be beating up the old lady. When she's nagging you, you just need to leave. Leave the house, because only bad things could happen. If it gets to that point where you're going out of your mind.
You're just going out of your mind.
Just have enough sense to leave if you're going out of your mind.
Now, is he considered like the pride of the WB? Or is it still Heath Slater?
Well, take your pick.
Now, speaking of Heath Slater, this week it was Raw Country, and I know, like, Tazo the Greek, he was just loving it because he's a big country fan, and they had this band on. It was like the Kentucky Gay Line or something. I don't know, but they were the shits. But they're just like
Georgia
these,
Line, I believe.
It was like these two, like, just like fat. They looked like they were from, like, Twilight or something. God,
one of
gay.
Them I thought it was like Heath Slater's brother or something. He looked just like Heath Slater.
Yeah. The crowd were apeshit. They're like, yeah, bring it on. Yeah,
I don't get into that kind of country music. I probably get into, like, the really old stuff, but, like...
Yeah, this is, like, real fag, like,
I would say, like Dwight Yoakam is probably my favorite country singer.
Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah.
What's he sing?
Oh, guitars, Cadillacs. You know that one.
Probably. I don't.
You know, guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music.
Mm-hmm.
You know that? It's in Terminator 2. When
this,
he comes
there
into
was
the bar.
There's this real dumb guy who listens to the show, Toast. And like he was telling me on the Facebook, he's like, for years I listened to you guys and I thought it was Jack talking to himself until I realized that Jack and 1-inch biceps were two different people. And then I thought it was just one guy talking to himself. Now, he meant it as like an insult to me saying I sounded like a hillbilly. But I gotta say, if you're listening to something for years, and you hear the beginning of the show, I'm Jack, you know, I'm 1-inch biceps, you hear us interacting with each other, that's not on us. That is not our doing. That is you being a dumbass. If you hear two people, even if you think they sound alike, they're similar, talking and interacting with each other, if you think that's one person talking to himself, interacting with himself for hours, then you, sir, are adult. You are a dumbass. You are a moron.
Yeah.
You're sitting there in your own waste, diddling yourself to the internet and thinking that you're listening to one person talking to himself for 5 hours for weeks, 52 weeks a year. It took him 3 years to realize it wasn't one guy talking to himself.
That's pretty bad. I mean, has he ever heard of any other talk show before? I mean,
I don't think so. He just listened to us and the Grand Ole Opry.
Damn. Man, I've heard of some dumb listeners, but man, I think he takes the cake.
I think so.
Friggin' dumbass. And I saw him until
you
started.
What did he make of the shows that you weren't on?
He's like, I don't know what's going on here.
He's just like, man, Jack's really going at it tonight.
Now he thinks he's a president. I really have small balls. That's another thing he talks about all over his Facebook, that he has like tiny testicles. It's very weird. So anyway, Inchman.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. We'll be taking calls, so we'll hear in a little bit. But there was something I wanted to talk about. And that is, tonight, there will be the unveiling of the newest member of the In Your Head Hall of Fame. Are you pumped?
I'm definitely pumped. Can't wait.
But I did ask earlier for questions, and the Headyverse was nice enough to come through. So let's ask some of these. And then if you guys want to call in, 508-644-8503, or Skype in, Jackinoff. Santo Del Diego wants to know, when was the last time someone submitted to the abdominal stretch?
Gosh, you'd have to go back long time for that one. I couldn't even begin to tell you. Do you have any clue?
Mike Rotundo.
Really?
I've memorized the match. He's wrestling Jumpin' Joey Maggs. I'm just making this up. But I'm sure it happened. He was wrestling Jumpin' Joey Maggs on Saturday night. He was locked in. He was Captain Mike, where he's got like a captain's hat. And he locked in that abdominal stretch. Jumping Joey Maggs quit. Then he went in the back and he started crying to Arn Anderson.
Man. Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it went.
What else you got there?
Jeff Calhoun wants to know, where is Sheamus?
I've wondered that myself. Where is Sheamus? He shaved his beard.
Yeah, I think he's growing it back, though, last time they saw
him.
Must be preparing for his comeback.
We said here on the show, he needs that beard. Doesn't look right without it.
Nope. I think he's hurt. He, like, tore his, like, neck, his stomach. He just tore himself all apart.
Ouch.
It's like, fuck.
Can't wait to see him back. He was having some good matches.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I didn't bake that potato enough and tore his stomach apart.
When he was getting up to put the potato back in.
Yes. Let's see here. Jimmy Forte wants to know, who do you think could pull off, I can't believe he just said that, promo on the WWE roster besides CM Punk?
Who could pull off, I can't believe he said
that? I think this is a big issue in the world of wrestling. And I actually heard Kevin Nash say something, and I'm not necessarily a big Nash fan, but I did think this was true. And he said back in his day, the guys who could cut promos would rise to the top. And I've heard, Mick Foley has said the same thing, Chris Jericho, and, you know, you don't really have that necessarily in the WWE right now or in wrestling in general. But if you could go out there and cut great promos, that was to your advantage. That was, you know, you were good and you could rise up the card. But now when everyone's promos are scripted, it's completely different. So I think there are a lot of guys out there who probably have the potential to do that, but they're not given the shot. There's not even a potential to be able to do that. It's just if they happen to see you as a guy that they want to push or not, and then they will give you promos. So it's completely different.
I kind of feel this is a cop-out, but I'm going to say Paul Heyman.
Mm.
I can see him having, like, oh, my God, I can't
believe
that promo.
I think he's kind of thinking more along, like,
wrestler,
younger guys.
Wrestler, yeah, younger guy. Ah, jeez.
So who do I think? Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt. Even though I'm not totally crazy over a lot of his stuff, I do think he has the potential to be able to really go up there and deliver something.
I'm going to say two guys, man. Dolph Ziggler and Ryback.
Dolph Ziggler?
I think that
is way off. I think Dolph Ziggler is actually one of the worst talkers in the
Well,
company.
I think he has the potential because he has, like, this personality about him where they say he's got, like, kind of like that Shawn Michaels attitude back in the 90s. And I think if he really ripped one off, he could really go on a tangent and go crazy.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I could see Ryback doing that as well.
I actually think Ryback is a pretty good talker. Ziggler, I don't know. It's weird, Ryback, they're always saying, is like the worst talker of all time on like The Observer.
This is that means Dave called him up and he's like, oh, that's some dirt, buddy. And he's like, and he hung up the phone.
Yes, that's probably exactly it. Who do they love on there? You know, they just like, they just go totally apeshit for Big E. So Big E must be like a big stooge. And
gonna win the Intercontinental title overall.
And the guy from TN, oh my God. Well, Taz must be a stooge. They just think Taz is the greatest. And
doesn't surprise you Taz is a stooge, though. I mean, Ryback doesn't care.
Someone it was they were talking on there about who the, like the best overall guy is in TNA besides like they said besides Bully Ray and like AJ Styles. There's like a few of like the top guys. And he said Taz. Brian Alvarez. I was like, there's no way anyone could watch that and possibly think that's like the best guy in the company, Taz.
No.
So he's definitely a stooge. And the other guy is, they just go nuts for the, he won like the best guy of the year. And that's, Parks, Joseph Parks. So he's got to be a stooge too. But only when he's Joseph Parks.
Well,
that, so when he gets the mask back on, he's just like, I'm not stooging off anymore.
So if we had a guy calling in and stooging off all the behind the scenes dirt to us, would we not put him over?
Yeah, that's why I love Oscar for Man on a Mission, the greatest manager of all time.
You saying he's stooging everything off to you?
He does call a lot, yeah.
Awesome.
It's cool. That is awesome. Our stooge is Oscar for Men on a Mission. Mike Fink. I've heard who is the man. Mike Fink, Rookie of the Year and potential Hall of Famer. Shout out to you, my friend. Mike Fink, I've heard many clamoring for a Hulk Hogan Undertaker match at WrestleMania. Kind of legacy versus streak theme. Am I the only person who thinks that would be unbearable to watch and a complete waste of Undertaker's remaining skills? I have an answer for this question. I actually do think Hogan... Someone also asked a similar question. I can't find the person here. But someone asked, why is it... Oh, here it is. Stephen Downs. These kind of combine, so I'm going to combine them. Why did people bitch about Hogan on Impact, but now want to see him back in the ring actually trying to wrestle for WWE? Because to me, Hulk Hogan is WWE. And seeing him on Impact was kind of sad. Plus, you really don't want to see him every week. But that's totally different from wanting to see him in WWE one more time. If I saw Hulk Hogan in WWE one more time, to me that would, like, you know, it brings back memories, and it's really where he fits. His last run in WWE I thought was excellent. And I think when he goes out, he should go out in the WWE. WrestleMania 30, one last match, Hulk Hogan, I think that's a perfect place for him. Yeah. I don't think it should be versus Undertaker. I think that's too much of a clash of really styles at this point. Undertaker can really go, and his streak is really well protected, and it's important. Hulk Hogan is very important, and you can do something really big with him, but it's different. I don't think the two should wrestle each other. Even in his last run, he was having great matches with certain guys, but he did not work well with Undertaker, and I don't think they would work well in 2013. And also another thing is both guys are so loved, so I don't think you'd want to put them against each other. So what do you think?
I kind of like the clash of Undertaker and Hulk Hogan. Just these two mega stars going at it on WrestleMania. I kind of think... I don't know. It sounds appealing to me.
You like something to see?
Yeah, I mean, it would be better than watching, I don't know, like a Big E Langston take on, I don't know, some random jobber.
Well, I was just saying, like, this is your only choice. Do you want to see Hulk Hogan Undertaker or Big E Langston versus Axl Rose? Whoever the fuck that guy is.
You know that's what we'll be getting. I'm like, that's the WrestleMania match. I think I'd rather see
that. Yes, that will main event WrestleMania.
Well, not the main event, but you know it'll be somewhere on the cards.
So if they do bring back Hogan, that's who you would like? If you had your choice of opponents, you would like that, Undertaker, Hogan?
I don't know. It sounds good to me.
Yeah, I don't think it would be good.
I mean, I guess kind of like the promos going into it sound good to me, but like the actual match, I'm not sure if that could.
I don't even think the pro. I think it's too much of a clash of styles. I don't see it being good. I don't even think the promos would be very good. Weird.
I mean, Undertaker kind of like started off his career facing Hogan.
Yeah, but he's much more cartoony era. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, I don't see it really working very well.
I don't know.
Dwayne wants to see Axl Rose versus Danzig at WrestleMania. That'd be cool. It did go. I went to see Danzig in concert recently, and it came to my attention. It was funny because he was out there, you know, and he's trying to look all, you know, like badass, and he's kind of old and got like a belly, and his hair is thinning. And then they brought out someone from the Misfits who used to play. I forget the name. I don't know these bands really, to be honest. But he just blew them all away. He's just like totally ripped. And I was like, God, man, like he really makes the rest of those guys just like fat old men. And another thing is Danzig wears like 10-inch heels, which I thought was funny. He's got Frankenstein boots on, so he doesn't look so short.
Yeah, was it Doyle? Or?
Yes, Doyle, there we go.
Okay.
Yeah, he was just freaking jacked.
Yeah. Huh.
There was one point, too, during the concert, and they just put, like, this one spotlight down, and he's, like, playing the guitar and just, like, looking so dramatic up in the air, and I just started laughing. So there you go. That was a thank you for the free tickets to the Danzig.
So I could make fun of it. I mean, there is a thing where like somebody's like just so metal that it's just kind of funny.
yes, exactly. So it's like, have you ever heard the Anvil song "Metal on Metal"?
Yeah.
Metal on metal. Yeah. It's just so awesome. So let's see here. Tommy wants to know, I hope to Skype. Fuck off. Just if you want to Skype, call in. Christ's sake. He posted this like 50 times over my page. I started deleting it. If I ask for questions for the show, don't just say, look, can I Skype in? Yes, just like every week, you can call or Skype in if you want. God.
There you go.
Let's see. Kai Reezy wants to know if there was a cage match between the Songman and Jimmy Jam, who would win?
Probably the like a match or like a song off. What are you doing?
A match, I believe.
Just a match.
Yeah, I think okay. Jimmy Jam would kick it. I don't see Songman ever winning a fight.
Yeah,
very soft. There, he has no, I mean, a lot, like, I would think, like, if I had, like, a scale of men, like, you'd have, like, the Andersons and Harley Race would be up here, and, like, the other end would be, like, Dwayne, but I think even past Dwayne on, like, the feminine side would be Songman.
I don't know who would win between Songman and Jimmy Jam. Jimmy Jam, I think he's been to the dance before, so it's I think
Songman really is just like void of all masculinity. I mean, not only is he's like, you know, you like you say like a Ken doll has no genitals, but I mean like he emotionally has no genitals.
You see, I don't buy that. I don't buy that at all. I know he says but I don't believe it.
He doesn't say it. I say it. There is nothing masculine about him besides the beard. And it is literally a beard.
Hmm. Nah, I think there's more to Songman than you know.
Really?
Yeah.
He's just got like, he think he's all man.
No, I'm not saying he's all man, but I'm definitely saying.
He'd really go to town on somebody like in the bedroom.
I'm not necessarily saying that either.
You just be plowing through him.
He concerns me, but Jimmy Jam concerns me as well. So I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think Jimmy Jam would just destroy the man. He would just try to break out into like an awkward song while he's being pummeled. That'd be end of
punch, punch, punch in my face. Sure, hey, James. I wish I had a can of mace.
My life is just a waste.
life is a waste.
Brandon Wanner wants to know, how about a discussion on the first matches you remember watching and the first live event you went to? I can answer that. I've been watching wrestling as far as I can remember with my grandfather, but my first really like vivid memory is when Don Morocco and Mr. Fuji hanging Ricky Steamboat. I might have watched wrestling before that, but that's like the angle that really stands out to me. Mm-hmm. That was pretty awesome. And I remember my grandfather being so mad because he just loved the baby faces. And even then, as a little child, I thought it was awesome that they were hanging Ricky Steamboat.
God, earliest match I can remember, I don't know who all was in it, but I know I was a big Brutus Beefcake fan.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you remember whenever they would hold up the posters on, like, on a TV, and you could see him, like, kind of shaking the poster around, like, look at this poster, like, when the guy's coming out. It was probably just the, you know, really obvious product placement. Like, it was probably some dude in the crowd who, like, you know, was showing off the poster.
Well, according to that Secrets of Wrestling video that came out that time, they said that they were like, you know, all the times when the wrestlers go and fight the grandmas in the ring, they're plants. And I don't remember ever seeing, like, a wrestler go and fight, like, an old woman.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. But,
it would be pretty awesome, though.
I like went to hold up my Brutus Beefcake sign and not realizing that we're not on TV and like nobody would actually see it.
Were you in your home?
No, I was at the it was like a house show that
I thought you were like on your couch.
Yeah. No, this was back in the WWF, way back in the day when I was a young little man, you know.
Yeah, well, the first live show I went to was actually King of the Ring. I think it was 86. I think, but it was won by back in the day. If people don't know, King of the Ring used to be a an annual house show event in Providence, Rhode Island, before it was a pay per view. And the one I went to, it was a tournament, and it came down to King Kong Bundy and Macho Man, and Macho Man won. It's pretty sweet. And I actually bought the Macho Man shirt then, like that old pink shirt that a lot of people have ripped off since then. But yeah, it was the first wrestling shirt I ever bought. Pretty sweet. And then also, not too long after that, I went to a show in Boston Garden. I remember Hercules Hernandez was wrestling. God, who was he wrestling? It's like some job guy, but at the time, I want to say Sam Houston, but I don't think it was. There's somebody, and that was like the match when we walked in. But I remember that. It's pretty sweet. That show, though, was awesome, the King of the Ring. I think there was only one match on the show that wasn't part of the tournament. It was a Honky Tonk Man, I think, versus Jake the Snake for the IC title.
Some pretty good stuff to be seeing, man.
Yeah, and the rest was the tournament.
I can't remember any of the matches from that event that I went to. I was pretty young, though.
I remember we went with my friend Joey, his brother Rob, and their mother's boyfriend. And their mother's boyfriend dropped us off at the arena. And they were all very young. I would have been 10. And the older brother, I don't know, 14, I want to say. And the guy went and, like, went to a bar and got drunk while we watched the wrestling.
Was he the guy driving you home?
Yes. Well, wasn't us a 10 or the 14-year-old, yeah. Now, the other day when I came home from Boston, I went to sorry, Taza, for talking about anything about non-wrestling, but I went to Boston with Annabelle, and I was coming home the next morning, and the bus driver just reeked of booze. I put this on Twitter, and they're like, you probably shouldn't get on the bus. And I was like, yeah, screw it. I got on the bus and take a nap. Then either I'll wake up and I'll be home, or I'll be dead.
One of the two.
Yeah, but I made it home, so it's all right.
Good.
Mm-hmm. So let's see here. Gold Muscle Paul wants to know, will Jeff Jarrett return? I'll say yes.
It was strange that he did the strut during that.
Oh, to Raw? Yeah. I don't think we'll ever see him back in WWE.
You mean
TNA. I think he'll return to TNA. He just said return. I don't know.
Yeah, I did see him on that the Hall of Fame thing for Sting. Mm-hmm. So he's still there somewhat.
We got some more here, but people are on hold, so we'll get to them. We'll get back to the questions. Let's see here. Dwayne, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm a little upset though that you're running down Danzig. I really can't stand for that.
Really? I did not picture you as a big Danzig fan.
Well,
mother will tell your children not to walk my way.
Listen, it's one thing if you want to ruin Lynyrd Skynyrd's song, but please don't be singing any Danzig.
Prove.
I do like Danzig. Like, I like his music, but, like, just kind of his attitude, it is kind of funny.
That's my favorite part about him, that he's, like, this real douchebag who thinks he's better than everything.
He was staying in the hotel we were staying at during that weekend. We tried to get backstage or do an interview, but we were told we had to like, pay money or something. I said, screw that.
Yeah, I don't think he's real big on, like, talking to people.
Oh, I was going to say he's not real big, which he isn't. He's very short. I don't think he is.
This is an outrage. I mean...
But we did get Danzig guitar picks, I'm sure.
Oh, mm-hmm. Cool. Well, they throw them out or something?
Yes.
Cool. That would be pretty hard to catch a guitar pick. And like.
Mm-hmm. Annabelle caught them. Good eye.
Yeah.
Good eye. So what is your favorite Danzig tune there, Dwayne?
I mean, to be honest, I'm more into, like, when he was in the Misfits and, like, his solo stuff, because I don't really like metal that much, but...
So what's your favorite Misfits song?
Probably, like, Last Caress, or, that's probably
my
favorite.
They actually performed that one.
Yeah, I think that's probably their most well-known song, because Metallica covered it back in the 80s.
That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. All kidding aside, it was actually very cool to be there, and they gave, because we were the press and we were up there. It was a cool experience to be part of that. You could feel the all kidding aside. I mean, you could feel the energy, and you could feel like the bass, and you could feel the hardness of the music. And from him, but he did have giant boots on.
I mean, he's not like known for being like a nice guy or anything like that, but. Mm-hmm. That's what I like in my rock stars. I like people like Danzig or Axl Rose or Johnny Rotten, people that are just like real assholes.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite One Inch Man? What's your favorite Danzig, Misfit song, whatever?
Danzig or Misfits?
Yeah. I got something to say. I killed your baby today.
It's a lot to choose from. Let's see.
Tafo is hating this.
Yeah, he probably does hate it. I like just something that comes to mind real quick. I like the one Twist of Cain Danzig did. That was a solo. It was a really good track. Check that out. It's about cocaine, I'm pretty sure.
Doyle actually has a solo album that came out, and there's like a couple songs about like necrophilia and stuff.
Yeah, see, that's up my alley.
See, I thought about sending them to you and telling you you should cover them.
Mm-hmm. Do it. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of necrophilia. And sure.
Yeah, there's probably three songs on the album that's like about necrophilia.
Man, I have to go get this album.
It's called Abominator.
Abominator.
Man,
we were not. It was weird. I'm sorry again, Tazo, but we were given press passes to this event. We were not allowed to talk to Danzig. We were not allowed to take pictures. We were not allowed to take video. Well, I'm not exactly sure what the point of the press pass was, but we did have the best seats in the place. So we made out. I'm not exactly sure what point it was, but
I don't think Danzig likes having pictures taken or anything like that.
No, they were adamant about that.
Yeah.
They'd take your camera away.
He's a very strange guy, but I just like that he's out there still.
I'm a rock star who's going bald. I don't want any pictures.
I saw this YouTube video of him one time, and like he was just talking about all these like books he had that were like, you know, spells and stuff like that. It was pretty funny.
There's a video where he's like yelling at some dude, and the guy just punches him out with one punch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty famous video.
It's not good times when you're trying to show how badass you are, and then some dude just knocks you out.
Tazo said he's put his penis in the door, and he's just slamming it over and over while we're talking about
I don't know what he looks like now. I haven't seen any pictures of him recently, but he always struck me as, like, a real-life, like, cartoon character, because, like, his upper body is, like, really huge, but then he has, like, really small legs.
Yes, he does. I think that's why he wears the big Frankenstein boots. Annabelle suggested I start wearing those, because we did see a lot of people wearing, like, giant boots.
I'd be for it.
She's like, I could just go around and interview people with these giant boots on. It would be pretty funny.
Maybe you just need to invest in some stilts.
No, just these giant boots. It would be funny.
The one question I do want to know, and then I guess we can get off it, but did Doyle, did he, like, play his own intro music that, like, along to the steps he was taking?
We had a theory that he actually wasn't really playing his instrument at all. He just kind of came out and tried to look cool and was just kind of moving his arms around. But I don't think he was actually playing the guitar at all. But I don't know. I mean, it could be wrong.
I know, like, when he first started playing with Danzig a few years ago, he would hit chords, like, as he took steps. It was really strange.
This is very distracting because Miss Destiny is actually on video camera while we're doing the show, and she's like bobbing her head back and forth. I don't know what's going on there. I think she's thinking about Jones.
I have a big surprise for the Inch Man.
Uh-oh.
No.
Is it in your pants?
This is going to make your day.
Well, what's that, my man, Dwayne?
The other day, I couldn't find...
Did you find Kid Rock out in public somewhere?
No. This is... You're not even ready for how awesome this is.
Okay.
Jack, you're probably going to hate it, but it's great.
I hate everything that is... I've heard on the Facebook I hate all that is good. And I just like all that is bad and vile. And that I should wallow in the filth like the pig I am.
I agree with most of that. That last part's a little extreme, but, you know.
Uh-huh. Go on.
But anyway, the other day, I couldn't find the latest episode of Total Divas on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
So I thought, well, let me see if it's on iTunes. So I opened up iTunes, and I typed Total Divas into iTunes.
Let's see.
And I scrolled down, and where it said podcast, the fourth podcast that was listed was In Your Head.
I don't know how I feel about this.
You should feel proud. We're on the Total Divas podcast list.
It was the proudest day of my life.
Jack, my man, if you have not seen the recent episode of Total Divas, you're doing yourself a huge disservice, because you got to see John Cena serve up. What was it called, Dwayne? Like some sort of like...
It was
a
living arrangement or something.
Yeah,
some
sort of contract.
Basically a formal agreement that means like you can live with me, but if I want you to leave, you have to.
And she just left in tears.
She's going to sign it, I mean.
Sounds very romantic.
It was pretty awesome.
It was hilarious, but he waited until, like, she had all her stuff moved in and unpacked, and he's like, oh, by the way, I need you to sign this. And she's like, what is it? And he's like, just read it.
Just read it, you cunt.
No.
My favorite part was Eva Marie doing ring announcing. And she had to announce the three-man band. And she forgot Jinder Mahal's name. And so she goes backstage and they're like, these guys are fucking pissed at you.
They live. They live to hear their names announced on television. And you
right,
did
yeah.
not announce his name.
So she walks up to three-man band and they're sort of yelling at her. And Jinder Mahal goes, do you even know my name? And she says, of course, you're Jinder Mahal.
Ginger. That's pretty awesome.
So now they were what were they? They were something else when they were in England,
Union
and now they're
Jacks.
Like, yeah, now they're like, what were they this week? The Rhinestone Cowboys,
something like that. Yeah, I forget what they called them. Something Cowboys. I guess they're going to just do a gimmick of like wherever they're at, they're going to be that. So if they ever come here, they'll be the Hillbillies or something. They'll come out with, like, coal mining outfits on.
They will be the most miserable men. I found out, and I think this explains a lot. Now I have a better understanding of Intra, but he is from the he is from the number two most miserable city in the United States.
So there you go. We're the fattest, and we're the most miserable. So, mm-hmm. Well, the second. And the number one, the one that took the cake was Charleston, which is, like, only an hour away. So that just kind of tells you what kind of waste.
We're both in West Virginia.
Yeah, it's only an hour away. I mean, so from here to Charleston, that's, like, the span of just wasteland, this area.
I think Swain's hometown was on there, too. Someplace in Alabama.
I know Mobile.
Isn't he from Alabama?
I live in North Carolina.
Oh, whatever.
Close enough. Enough. Yeah, there's a few on there, but yeah. So I don't know. I've always said like it's kind of hard to find jobs in my area. So I think that just goes to prove it because that's one of the things they based that on. But they say crime was really high too, but. I mean, it's bad, but I wouldn't think it'd be any higher than, like, Detroit or somewhere like that.
Yeah,
Detroit,
well,
Detroit is everything they say. No place that I'd rather be.
One thing we didn't get to talk about last week
mm-hmm.
Was Natalia pissing herself.
Good.
Well, she got, like, bumped into the stomach and, like, she pissed herself, and then she was blaming the girl that she actually did it to her. She was like, why did you
my
do that
favorite
to
part,
me? It's like she meant to do that.
My favorite part was when they were doing an autograph signing, and it was her and Alicia Fox, and this little girl walks up to Natalia, and she's like, oh, you're my favorite wrestler. I really loved your match with Trinity the other night. And Alicia Fox just looked at her, and she goes, did you see when she pissed herself?
And I like what Natalia said, this is pissing me off, and then she just started laughing, and she's like, you know, being pissed off.
Did you notice this week when she was talking about having another match with Trinity, and she was like, well, you better bring your diaper?
Oh, man. I like how, like, whenever, what's the one going out with John Cena, Big Tits? She goes back and she's wanting to gossip with him, and she's like, Natalia pissed herself in the ring. And then John Cena just looks at her and goes, oh, shit myself. It's just like, he could top that. But
he was mad. He was like, that's not funny.
Yeah, he always wants to take up for Natalia, so. He won't let the Bellas just have their way with her.
Yeah, well, they are kind of mean to her.
Yeah, they are.
They're kind of mean to each other, though. The one's always calling the other one fat and stuff.
Yeah, they're... I don't know. I know some people like that. Like they just feud with like their brother or sister. Like it's just like how do you all ever stay in the same room with each other?
I like when they were when Brie was on the phone talking to the people from whatever TV show they were going to be on, and they were like, "Okay, Nikki, how much do you weigh?" And she's like 130, and she was like, "No, how much do you really weigh?"
Yeah, the other one is a lot heavier than the other one, so.
Yeah, but I think she looks way better. The other one looks like anorexic.
Mm-hmm. The one Daniel Bryan's going out with.
Yeah.
She's
pretty but in WWE's mind, they're like, you need to look more like her. Stop eating so much, fatty.
It'd be easier for the other one just to get fatter.
Yeah.
Eating's easy.
I think she's way hotter than the skinny one.
Mm-hmm.
Not that she's fat at all, but, you know, in the world of wrestling, I guess, like, if you have any kind of body fat, that's too big.
Yeah. Hmm.
I've heard that, like, and I don't know if there's any truth to this, but I heard, like, one of the reasons it was possible AJ Lee fainted was because, like, they were really pressuring her to lose weight.
Is that, maybe that's why she came out with the piggy bank, because they're like, she's just a little pig now. I mean, that's so far off to what, you know, AJ Lee is.
That's why they fired Taylor Hendricks from TNA. They said she was getting too fat. And then I heard an interview with her, and she was like, well, you know, I had cancer, and my doctor told me I needed to put on weight. TNA was just like, get the hell out of here, fatty.
God. Yeah, that's not good for him. Huh. Huh. Taylor Hendricks. She seems to have made somewhat of a name about her. I mean, people on the internet talk about her a whole lot, and I didn't necessarily think she was that great on TNA.
Well, I think all you need to know about her is that TNA hired her.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at, like, who they hire, and, like, they hired her. They didn't hire Adam Pearce. They didn't want to hire Joey Ryan. They're like, we got to get this girl.
Taylor Hendricks. I don't. That one's just kind of leaves me scratching my head. Like, whoa, why'd they hire
her? I don't really know anything about her.
Yeah.
If it's not Dixie Carter, I'm not interested.
Yeah. Dixie is pretty entertaining on TNA for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. She's good in, like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen kind of way.
Kind of like it's amusing that Danzig's a douchebag. It's like amusing that Dixie Carter's just so bad.
Yeah. But I'm excited about the big return of Shark Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that video?
Yeah, where he's in the pizza parlor and he's telling them that he's going to quit. And
goes off, really made me laugh a lot.
Goes off in a stone cold voice, and then he comes back and he says, in case this is just a one-shot deal, you guys have really good pizza.
That was my favorite part. The way he starts backtracking. He's like, I really enjoy working here. It's like, that's how low-rent TNA is. It's like, well, I'm quitting this pizza job to go wrestle, but, I mean, I may have to come back. So.
And that's what gets on their website.
Is that really a good, like, message to be sending? Like, this guy hasn't wrestled with us in a couple years, and he has to go work at, like, a pizza parlor now?
Nah. Like, I've heard, like, some of the girls, like, they've worked in, like, a mall or something. And it's like,
yeah, Taylor Wilde when she was the champion.
It's like you can go see the TNA champion at your local mall, and she'll sell you glasses. That's pretty bad.
I imagine that must have been pretty embarrassing. People like start recognizing you. Like, oh God.
Aren't you the TNA champion?
Yes. I think it wasn't long after that she just ended up quitting wrestling. I think she just is out of it now.
I was meant to sell glasses. That's what I was put on this earth to do.
But, I mean, I guess if you're a woman's wrestler, you really only have till you're about 30 before they're trying to get rid of you.
Yeah. You don't hear anything
like Tara,
from her anymore, yeah. Well, Tara, she's made a way past
James
that.
Are the only ones that stick around. Everybody else, they're like, how old are you? 32? Get the fuck out of here.
Huh. Yeah, Tara.
So I guess JoJo will be around for a while because she's only like 14.
Is Randy Orton still trying to get with her?
I don't know. I've heard different things. I've heard that that's not true, that it is true, so who knows?
Yeah. Hmm. Alrighty, Dwayne. It's been fun, my man, but we probably better head on and get to some of the other callers who are on the line here. But, yeah.
Alrighty, well, it was good talking to you, Inch Man.
It's always good talking to you, Dwayne. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Alrighty, then.
Take her easy.
Later.
I got something to say. I killed your baby today.
That's for Dwayne, because I know he loves it when I sing, and especially when I sing some of his favorite Misfits tunes.
If I knew more lyrics to the song, I would sing more.
Mm-hmm. But I do not.
All right, we got Shaheen on the line.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Too bad. How you doing?
Oh, man, I could be better. I could be worse. I'm still here, though.
Aw, Miss D's upset. She's saying I'm next. Aw, poor little Miss Destiny.
You'll be next, Destiny.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Now
for,
that smooths
for that
over
call, man.
When somebody's legitimately pissed, then to give them the baby voice.
Oh, poor little Miss Destiny. So, Shaheen.
She doesn't.
What's going
bad.
On in the world of professional wrestling in the mind of Shaheen?
I don't have any hair, man. I'm surprised they're actually going with this Big Show and Randy Orton. I mean, I thought they were going to, you know, switch it up somehow, man. I think it might be the worst pay-per-view of the year, honestly.
Yeah.
It would have to be really bad to be worse than Battleground.
Yeah, and Night of Champions, that was pretty bad, too.
Yeah, they've had a string of really... Ever since SummerSlam, which was good, they've had just a string of shit.
Yeah, Hell in a Cell. I mean,
they're like, we gave them one good show, so we could just... shit. Shit. Mm-hmm. Next month, we'll give them shit.
Shit. Shit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they must hate money. I don't understand why they're doing it. Because even the couple people that are still buying the pay-per-views, I mean, honestly, you know, I'm not a cheap person. I'll support it if, you know, the product is good. But I'm not going to buy Survivor Series. You know, fuck this shit. If it's something good that I'm interested in, I'll pay for it. But, you know, I'm not even going to watch this, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not sound so hot with, like, a Divas Survivor Series match and... The other one's like the Usos and Daniel Bryan.
I think that's the only match that actually sounds worth a damn.
Yeah, that sounds better than the others.
Honestly, I'm looking forward to the Divas match, man. Just see how much they fuck up in that match. That's going to be the most entertaining thing of the whole night.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
Like the Daniel Bryan match, that one seems like it. You know, it could be a good match in the ring and everything, but... it's kind of a strange pairing, all the people they just threw together, and then, who's a...
Yeah, but the Wyatts suck, though, man.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
The Wyatts, they're terrible. I mean, I love the gimmicks, man. I want to see them go against the Shield, but it's not going to be good.
No, they're going to have to really put on their working boots to get a match out of the Wyatts.
Yeah. I mean, Luke Harper, you know, Brody Lee, whatever his name is... He was he's way better than the other guy. I don't even know his name.
The other guy is like diva level bad. He is atrocious.
Yeah, I mean he misses punches, kicks. I mean come on, man.
And even though I like Brody Lee, but I mean he really botched the body slam with Kane the other week.
Oh yeah, I seen that.
I personally think Bray is a lousy worker as well.
Yeah, they're all bad, man. The only one that has any kind of hope for me is Harper. And he's not even very good. I just like his looks, you know, not on some gay shit, just, you know, crazy dude looking. But,
he's kind
of, I don't know, man. I don't understand what they're doing. They're just, it's so bad. It doesn't really make sense, man. Why are they beating up Brad Maddox? Like, come on, man. Why is a heel beating up a heel? It doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
Fucking and them breaking up the Paul Heyman guys. Like you guys said, it wasn't even on TV. You know, like,
yeah, I mean, there was a big angle. It's like if they think the guy shouldn't be with them, once someone else should, then do it on TV, not just. I mean, that's lazy.
They did do the Ryback one, but they didn't do a Curtis.
You got 3 hours to fill. You could have filled, 10 minutes with that.
Did Paul Heyman have to just get out of the company immediately or something? I mean, what's the deal?
He couldn't cut room one promo. I think he'll be back with somebody else.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. I mean, honestly, if they really don't care about this angle at all, they might as well try to push main event. Have them do an angle on main event where they separate from Paul Heyman. That'll make main event look somewhat important. Nobody gives a shit about that now. If you're not going to show it on TV at all, might as well put it on main event. Can't hurt.
Yeah.
I just want to let everybody know over on my Facebook page and in the chat room right now. And when you listen to the show live, you should join the chat room over at iywhitewrestling.com. I took a screenshot of Miss Destiny on video camera doing the hair flip and turning her face to me during the show here. She's very mad, isn't she?
Oh, man. Looking forward to that call. It's going to be awesome.
All right, so what else on your mind?
Not much, man. I actually have a question. Did they even mention the House of Hardcore invasion they did on TNA at all? Because I didn't watch Impact last
week.
I don't
think they did they, Andrew?
I don't recall seeing anything. I don't think they brought it up.
I wish they would, man.
They're on the live TV tomorrow, because I know they record, like, don't they record, like, 4 shows in one night or something?
They do record many shows. I'm not sure exactly how many.
Yeah, so the last show that we saw, that was probably a pre-recorded show. And then tomorrow will be a live show, so maybe they'll mention it on that or something.
TNA, man. I hope they do better. They're getting a little bit better, but, I mean, not much.
I've been watching it, so, I mean, it's all right, I guess, at times, but I don't know. It's like you get like the sense that they're going somewhere good, and then as soon as you get that sense, they just take a hard right or something, and then they ride off that road. The road to Slammiversary.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
You don't want to say that name. He might pop out a song. Jack, you got a song for that one, man?
I will have
one. Maybe
I was
going to write my own song. What do you think about that?
Oh, shit. Put that Virginia sound to it, man.
Here's
a
the
nice
paper.
Nice little hillbilly ditty. Yes, indeedy. Jackie Jones, he'll enjoy it, and I enjoy it mighty well, I'll say. I've been known to take a guitar.
You guys should collaborate. So that shit in your head store, man.
Oh, Intra, I do have something to tell you. I put it up on iTunes, and over 600 downloads for The Journey to the Tourney.
I imagine everybody, after they listened to that one, they just said delete.
I doubt it. They probably kept downloading it. They probably just played on Constant Loop.
You put it up there for free, didn't you?
Yeah, but they still download it.
Yeah,
I am giving to the fans. I am giving a little bit of Jackie Jones to the fans out there. It's not about money.
Do I need to go look?
It is about the passion. It's about the art. It is about the music. It is about the enjoyment that I give to the fans. I give to the listeners. I give to the world. And what do? They take it. They soak it up. They soak it in their very soul. They feel the music. They feel my voice throughout their whole entire body. And they say, thank you, Jackie Jones. They say, thank you in your head. They say, thank you for giving me this light in my life, for giving me meaning. I'm sitting in a world of shit. But for these 6 minutes, I am in pure bliss. I am in heaven. I actually feel good about myself. All thanks to you, Jackie Jones, and this wondrous song, Journey to the Tourney.
There you go, man. You got 600 people saying that.
Just in the in 2 days, it's probably more now. It's probably over 1,000. But I'm not about the hits. I'm not keeping track. I just know.
I know what you're all about.
5,000s now are listening.
You're all about the ego. That's just a little wacky.
You know what, Jack? I got to give it to you, man. I honestly feel bad for you. If I was in your shoes and I was out drinking and eating at a restaurant and these Facebook messages and comments that you get on your page, man, if I had these come as notifications on my phone, I would probably deactivate my Facebook. So, got to give you a salutation for that. I don't know how you deal with it.
Who, Incher?
No, you.
Oh, yeah, I do get a lot of crazy. Oh, my God.
I know. I read some of the comments on your page, and I'm like, what the fuck, man? How do you deal with this?
The private messages, oh, my Lord. Even people like the show, it's just like, they send me this, it's like, do I only attract lunatics and maniacs?
Yeah,
I got Shaheen here, he's a good guy, and there's people in the chat room I like, Norn Rad's cool. And, the Big Beef, Ultimate Beef, I like that guy in the box, man. I don't want it to seem like I just hate everybody, but I do have a very large percentage of insanity. Like the contact manager.
Yeah, I believe it, man. I see the comments. I can only imagine what the private messages look like.
Yes. Yes.
You got people dedicating Facebook pages, hating you and shit, man. God bless you.
Yes, Intra, are you part of that?
I didn't know nothing about it until now.
There's the page that says to get Neil Jones off of In Your Head.
God. Who's the leader of this one?
Gene.
Oh, well, come on now. Hasn't that been like his goal since day one? I mean...
Mm-hmm.
He sent me a private message. It was pretty awesome. It was like, I'll find it. Let's see. It was when I was trying to coax him into calling the show, because I basically want him to call into the show and go crazy, because I think that would be some good audio, but he won't do it. And like, so I was trying to tell him, if you wanted like a good, healthy dose of good wrestling knowledge, because he's always talking about how great his knowledge is on wrestling. And I thought that would like get him in, kind of piss him off and make him want to call in.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't. Let's see. Gene Greenwich. Let's see. So he sent me this private message. You can take your little In Your Head and shove it where the sun don't shine. My booking for an interview is off the table. I will never come on now. And it is I will never come on now. So there you go.
Oh, my God.
So apparently I need to take In Your Head and shove it where the sun doesn't shine.
Man, it amazes me some wrestling fans how fucking crazy they are. It's
well, we've been dealing with this wacko forever. I think since day one.
I mean, when I sometimes go to the conventions, man, I get scared for my life sometimes. They just look like fucking creepy ass dudes. I see like a 55-year-old dude bringing in 12 wrestling belts and, stalking fucking Ric Flair, trying to get him to sign his baby's head and shit, and then I'm like, come on, man. I can't stand it. Sometimes there's this convention called Legends of the Ring. Are you guys familiar with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they always come to New Jersey, and, I live about an hour away from where they, hold the conventions at. So I tend to go there every few months, and they have a bar right next door, and so all the wrestlers during the break, they just go and get a drink or get something to eat, and I never bother them, but man, when you go in there, you feel bad for them. You got a bunch of fucking guys that you can tell that they're just weirdos. just stalking these guys, begging them for free autographs and photo ops and shit. I'm just like, man, I don't. It makes me sometimes not even want to watch wrestling. To be honest.
All right. Well, thank you, Shaheen. I want to thank you for calling in. You're a good man. You're always a great caller.
Thank you, sir.
And we will talk
to you
very
soon.
You as well.
Later.
Take her easy.
All right. Let's see here. We have. She's been waiting patiently, Incher. She's got a black choker on right now. She's got a pink blouse. She's got a big smile on her face. And she's laughing. She's hearing these voices. She's getting all excited. We have Miss Destiny on the line.
Jack, I was not upset. I was just looking for a good joke to open the monologue with.
All right. Did you find this joke, Miss Destiny?
Actually, I found one in the red division, the green division, and the yellow division. The green one, I will go first. And the first one is, why did the cactus cross the road? Because it was stuck on the chicken's back. And the red one is, why did the little mouse run away from home?
Because
father was a rat. And Jack, this one is for you and you alone, sweetheart. What do you call a cow with a twitch?
I don't know.
Beef jerky.
Oh, yeah. Hibbity-ha.
So, and I gotta say my trademark saying, what's up, Jack and Incher? What's up in your head, universe?
What's up? Well, you need R-Truth to come on with you and rap that whole song for you.
And I did not know I was on camera, but Jack, what do you think in the new hairdo?
Jack?
Oh!
The new hairdo. I donated a foot of hair to Pantene Beautiful Things to make it
really?
Cancer.
Really? I got 12 inches I'd like to donate to you, Ms. D.
You are such a kidder, Jack. That's why I love you so much.
Oh, yes.
And that sauce better be spicy.
Oh, yeah. I got some sauce for you.
Well, guess what? I went to the SmackDown event in Tampa on the 29th of October.
Oh, really?
Yep. For the November 1st airing. And I got to see a lot of things. I got to see two NXT guys, Adrian Neville and Sami Erzing, face each other, and Adrian won.
Oh, yeah.
I got to see main event with Los Matadores beating, I believe, three-man band. And Fandango beating Kali and Kofi Kingston making an appearance. I got to see the Bella Twins. And normally I would buy a program besides my meal at the Forum. And by the way, the food at the Forum, it made me $17 for a chicken tender basket and a Sprite, but it's well worth the $17.
I don't know. Chicken strips for $17.
I had $50. I had $50-$60 to spend, and I did $17 on the food and $30 for a special thing. And if my camera's still on, I'm going to show the goods.
Oh, yeah. Show me the goods, Mr. Oh, yeah. She's bending over. That's good. Yeah. She's getting ready for the Jack of Jones.
Jack, watch it. I don't want you getting a heart attack, okay? You're
getting a what? A heart what?
A heart attack.
Oh.
Got my butt. Come on.
That's it. You need a heart on.
I got this pink t-shirt, one of the Rise Above Cancer shirts.
All right.
And here you go.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I got my Daniel Bryan yes shirt.
That's what you'll be screaming with Jackie Jones, Miss D.
Well, I'm hoping that everything is going really well for you, Jack, and everyone else.
Are you getting is someone calling you?
Not that's just one of my alarm clocks just going off.
Oh, I see. What does it mean? What does it signify? What's going on?
11:11. Oh, I forgot. To fold my laundry. Sorry.
You have an alarm for 11:11.
I hate to say this, Jack. I got a perfection streak going on. So, Jack.
Yes.
I'm out at the whole SmackDown and TNA thing. Wrestling business is really good, but I will admit, I am very sad that certain people got released over a couple of years, mainly one, Matt Stryker, but we'll let that slide.
Okay.
But I'm hoping that everybody gets to see a certain title change happen.
Oh, yeah. We want to see the title change, Venture.
Yes, title change.
I do not want to see AJ as the Divas champion anymore.
Uh-oh. Who do you want to see? Oksana?
No.
JoJo Beans?
Not JoJo Beans.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for this girl because when she got the title for the first time, she only had a week, and then Layla took it from her.
Oh, man. Sad times, Incher.
That is sad times.
Because her sister...
I still have the title when I beat Incher.
Yep.
So
I've never lost it.
Melin Garcia and Justin Roberts stay together. Here is your winner and the new WWE Divas Champion, Nikki Bella.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I am pumped. I really want to see some Nikki Bella title action.
But if I wanted to see somebody win the title that has never won it in her career. I give it to Naomi.
Oh, yeah. Naomi definitely deserves that interest.
She's a good girl. But if it's like good girl, but yeah, with the bad girl look, Eva Marie.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of a better deserving women's wrestler to carry that title than Eva Marie. She is just tremendous in the ring.
And with my experience at SmackDown, I had a little bit of a little oops, but it turned out to be a good oops.
Uh-oh. Did you pee your pants?
No, my section got carved off.
Your what?
My section carved off.
Aww.
So we got upgraded from section 209 to section 203 on the side where we can see more of the action.
Right.
And I had a great time. Those pyros were loud as hell.
Oh, yeah. Were you scared? Did you hide underneath your chair?
Scared, but when I saw the upside-down WWE logo, I knew The Miz was coming.
The Miz entry, he's awesome.
He ain't awesome now. I hate his ass.
Uh-oh.
But I will admit, I'm a little upset.
You hate the rest of them or just his ass?
Yeah, I'm a little upset with John Cena, Jack.
Uh-oh, she's pissed at Cena.
You give your new moved-in girlfriend a cohab agreement. And if you don't sign it, she's kicked out of the house.
You'll have to talk to Intra about that one, because that's your guy's deal.
No. I'm just saying this. Give your relationship a fair chance. Because pardon me for saying this B word on the air, because I try to be a little civil and PG about it.
I don't wear blue.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
You don't, just because you're a bitch of an ex-wife.
Uh-oh.
Liz, divorced you. That does not mean you are permanently banned from getting married to Nikki Bella.
You think that makes his ex-wife a bitch because he was, like, getting with a porn
because
star?
He must
have
seen it.
He's like, what a bitch.
Liz must have treated John so bad in the divorce that he's taking the venom that he's supposed to spew on Liz out on Nikki.
So she wasn't taking care of him. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. She wasn't very nice towards John Cena, so he's bitter again at Liz, but he's taking his bitterness out towards Nikki Bella.
There you go.
He would love to have a child and get married to John, just like Bree's getting married to Daniel Bryan.
See?
And I do, and I know you're
going to... Do you think you and Intra would like to watch soap operas together?
Jack, I have a little challenge for you.
Did I ever say that I want to watch
this? I dare you to watch one whole episode, including the commercials, of Total Divas.
Dare lost.
How much money would it take for us to have to give you to watch an episode of Total Divas?
I'll sing.
No. Will you not sing if I watch it? It'll take a lot. Give me some offers.
I'll.
You can do something for me.
I'll have you get more viewers on in the show. I'll try to remember your address, your website thing, and I'll send it to them.
You don't even know her address.
Yeah, in your head dot online dot com, right?
There you go.
$50.
Yeah, I got a couple focus groups ready, and they want to hear your show. And
focus groups? What are these focus groups about?
Yeah, focus groups, like some of my social media circle. Pardon me for saying the B-word again, but I'm the head bitch.
He's shit his pants going to the Wendy's.
Yeah, anything I like, they like. Okay?
There you go.
So I'm going to try to get you some more viewers in the chat room. Or as they say, put more butts in the seat.
There you go. You put that butt right here in my lap, Miss D.
Where?
Right here.
I'm hoping, and not to change the subject or anything, I am going up to Connecticut for Christmas again.
Uh-oh.
And I just had a life-changing experience.
Oh, now Jimmy Jan's on camera.
Hey, Jack, I have a new announcement.
Yep.
I'm a new auntie.
Uh-huh.
You're an auntie now?
Yes, my stepbrother and a nice young lady. I think it's his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend. I'm not sure. I don't care. Her name, I believe, is Diane or Dinah. It begins with a D. Dinah gave birth to a girl named Willow, and Willow's my new stepniece.
Well, congratulations, Mrs. D.
I'm so excited, I almost pissed my pants like Natalia.
Miss D, when you're talking to me and you're getting all wet in panties, that is not pee.
Oh, shut up, Jack. You're just happy to see me. And I thought I was banned in the chat room.
Nah. You're in there, aren't you?
Yeah, and I just have one question about the callers that are coming up.
Okay.
What's up with you and Swax these days?
All right, let's hear this. Swax, what is up? Swax, speak up, boy.
Because Swax keeps on saying he's the MVP of
he
the
is
show.
Not. He is the bullshit of the show.
The bullshit?
Mm-hmm. That's it, boy.
So what, would I change my name to Tommy?
Yeah, he's kind of bullshit too, but no, you're not the MVP, you're not valuable, you're not even valuable.
Oh, he is valuable. Value, that's a load of crock.
Yep. Alright, so what's on your mind in the world of wrestling Dibbity-Doo, Swaxy McGee?
Alright, I'll hang up. On for the rest of the night. Okay.
Hey, I just noticed this back intro. This is a way back and we were talking earlier, but they've got new shirts here. WWE Old School.
Oh, yeah?
And these are pretty sweet. They actually have a WCW NWO sold out tee. That'd be awesome.
Cool.
Fall Brawl. Bash at the Beach.
I was at the flea market the other day, and I saw a Wolfpack shirt, and I was tempted to buy it.
Really?
A Wolfpack shirt.
They got a red ECW shirt, which I don't think I've ever seen. I don't see how that's old school, because I don't think it ever existed.
Yeah, I don't think ECW ever had a red shirt, from what I recall. They were all black, from what I remember.
I believe.
Didn't, Super Crazy have a green one?
Yeah, some of the characters, like Sandman's was white, some of the other people. But, I mean, as just the ECW logo, I don't remember this red shirt ever existing.
No, I don't either.
They're kind of expensive shirts of $30.
What are you selling it at?
WWE Shop Zone.
WWE Shop Zone. What do you think about all the people cutting the promos trying to sell their stuff every night?
I have a theory that they're really trying to, they're really competing, and maybe whoever, because the promo code is always like their name. So I think like whoever ends up like selling the most will get something. Maybe like they'll become the new Shop Zone spokesman.
They'll actually get a push.
Yeah, they will get a push.
You will win yourself a push.
Who's done the best so far?
I don't know. Is there any numbers out there?
I don't know. I mean, in your opinion.
Zack Ryder did an alright job the other night.
He did. You know, Zack Ryder's not exactly my cup of tea, but the guy is over and he works hard and the fans like him. He's gotten a raw deal, I'll be honest.
Yeah. He had a push at one time.
Was he ever really pushed? His push consisted of him being like the schmuck for Cena.
Yeah, that is true.
And then he never got revenge. It was terrible. It's not a real push.
I really like this guy. I like this Zack Ryder.
Yeah, and then he was like in a wheelchair, and he's just a total moron.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kane kicked his ass. He never got revenge. Eve Torres made him look like a fool. That was not a push. That was not a push.
It's kind of like how Daniel Bryan was trying to get over. Mm-hmm. Constantly being beat.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. I personally is not a fan, but the guy was over, and to me, that's all that really matters.
That's right.
I think WWE Shop is going to hire that guy that used to be for TNA.
Don West.
Yeah, Don West.
I like him.
Hey, he was a good salesman, you know. I mean,
I thought he's made way better than Taz.
It made me sad when we had him on, and he was just like, you know, he told us about not really liking doing the home shopping stuff. And it's like, did he have to go back to that, or is he just doing like a radio show now?
Yeah, I don't think he's doing them.
Oh,
okay. I don't know.
Well, let's hope not, because I don't want him to have to do the home shopping network anymore if he didn't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. You know what, this guy in the chat room, this is the kind of stuff pissing me off. Toast, he's like, Jesus Christ, Frank Zack Ryder, even if he was over, he should never get a push. Why? The point is you push people that the fans want to see. If the fans want to see him, push the guy.
Hmm.
Do I like him? No, but he's over. He got himself over. The fans want to see him, push him. Otherwise, why do you even bother hiring people if you have no intention of ever pushing them, no matter how over they get, no matter how much fans like him? Why do you even hire him for? If fans like him, push him. You can come up with a reason not to push every guy that's over. But why? Why do that? You should hide people's weaknesses. And if people like a guy for whatever reason, if he's a great talker or a wrestler, or if he just has charisma, or for whatever reason fans connect to him, then push him.
It's just Vince McMahon's sick game. He's where he likes to give people a little bit of a push, and he just can't wait for that day. He pulls the carpet out from under him. And then
I'm another Ryback.
You're another Ryback.
Yep.
All right. So anything else on your mind there, Swaxy McDougals?
Well, I want to talk about the Survivor Series pay-per-view.
All right, let's hear it.
And I don't know why the WWE even has a pay-per-view called the Survivor Series, because they do not, like, put out the format that the Survivor Series is supposed to
have.
There
you go. I agree with you, Intra. I agree with the man. I like to see Survivor
you
matches.
You agree with Swax.
Yeah. So I like to see Survivor matches.
The best match of the night that's going to possibly be is the Divas match.
No, come on. You're gone. Bye.
Wait.
No, that's it. All right. We've got Jim and a Jam. Him and a Ham. Him and a Ham.
James. I'm here.
Don't talk to the freezer.
Hey, Jack. Hey, Inger.
Hey, what? Jimmy.
Well, I think... I'm not talking to you. What I think they should do is just stick to the original tradition for the pay-per-view.
Yes!
Mm-hmm.
When teams of five strive to survive! The Thanksgiving Day tradition, Survivor Series!
Don't close the freezer.
There goes Jim's dad.
So, basically we have two Survivor matches out of seven matches. It should be at least five and two title matches.
I don't even think you need a title match. Put the champs in the Survivor Series, champ versus champ. Mm. You got Cena's team versus whoever. Who's the other champ?
The other champ.
Orton's team. Or Cena's team versus Del Rio's team. And Orton's team versus Daniel Bryan's team. What, is it going to hurt you to have one pay-per-view without the titles on it? No! You see them every pay-per-view, every Raw!
I mean, the Royal Rumble sells itself just because it's the Royal Rumble. People want to see the Royal Rumble match. I mean, Survivor Series could be the same way. It's like you said, you know, it's just Survivor Series. People love that concept. Kind of like War Games back in the day.
Dwayne saying, well, it's always a Survivor Series. You never see deaths. He says they should murder the losers. He wants to see live beheadings.
Well, that don't surprise me about Dwayne.
And now since they're showing the kickoff shows on the pay-per-view number, they should at least have a Survivor Series style match on the Survivor Series kickoff show.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But they should not. They could put a bunch of jobbers.
Yeah, put a bunch of jobbers. Make it
Jobber Series.
You know they could put together a good match and make people want to see it.
If you were going to have the ultimate jobber Survivor Series, who would you have for, I mean, of all time, the best jobbers for best jobbers?
Well, I mean, you got to have Barry Horowitz in there.
Barry Horowitz.
Mm-hmm. Who else could you get? What's that? Was it Rusty Brooks?
Rusty Brooks?
Mantar?
No, he wasn't a jobber.
Jobber.
Dwayne Gill?
You'll have to help me out, because I don't know that many jobbers.
Brooklyn Brawler.
Okay.
Iron Mike Sharp. That's your team. Then they're going to fight the Southern Jobbers, led by George South, Rocky King, The Gambler. Dusty Wolf. And Bob Cook.
Could you put Man Scout in there somewhere?
Mm-hmm. He could be the ref. Oh, and commentary, since I forgot to put him on the show, he's my all-time favorite. And that is the Duke of Dorchester, Pete Doherty.
Excellent.
Sweet. There we go, book it.
I saw Scott Hudson on Global last night. I was watching ESPN Classics. And it's like, whatever happened to that guy? Why ain't he on TV somewhere? Last I heard, he was like working for the FBI or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, doing something like that, working for the government, something.
Hmm.
And he's not allowed to talk about it a whole lot.
Hmm. I'll blame him.
Hmm.
All right. Oh, let's see. Jim and a jam, him and a hide, a dim and a him and a hoo, him and a hide, a hi, ha ha. What's going on?
I'm going to the Raw event on the 7th of next month.
Nice. You going to bring a sign?
Yeah.
Of who? For who?
For the... So everyone can see that they should tune in to Wednesday nights to
Iowa. There you go!
Yeah.
There you go!
Freaking man.
We got a Hall of Famer in the making right here.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Jam for the Hall of Fame.
We highly
prove it. Itself.
Yep. You need to do that, Jimmy Jam.
Mm-hmm. I have been. I have done for the events I went to in the past.
Good man, Jimmy Jam. If somebody tries to take that sign from you, you say, you can't take the sign. Jack and Incher says so.
You said,
can't touch his head.
And then break out into the hammer dance.
I believe that is what all the kids are doing.
Mm-hmm. Then if they give you an encore, just break out the Addams Family song.
Mm.
Do what they want to do. Say what they want to say. Live how they want to live.
Sign,
can you hear this? Can I play this?
Can you hear this?
I'm not hearing nothing.
Oh, man. I was playing Don West Hartzell.
I barely hear anything.
Oh, well. Fuck it.
Just for that sign, I'm promoting for more people to tune into in your head.
See? You are a good man. You are an upstanding citizen in your community, and the Headyverse, Jimmy Jam. No matter what Inchman says about you,
no, I've never said nothing about him.
What?
I said he's a damn fine man. That's what I said.
Yes. All right, so Jimmy Jam, I want to thank you for calling in. You're a good man, and we will talk to you very soon. And have fun at the Raw show.
Right.
All right. So Incher.
Yes, sir.
Inch Daddy, Inchy McGee, Inch Baby, Baby Boy Incher, my bouncing baby Incher.
I am kind of digressing to look like an overgrown baby. All my hair is falling out. I was looking in the mirror upstairs, and I was like, "Damn, I'm bald up top." Sucks.
You should start just sucking on a pacifier.
No.
And wearing like a bib.
No.
No. Wearing... That'd be sweet.
Not
my name is Johnny.
You gotta sound like a song man now.
I think that would be a good look. Maybe you could start a new trend of you know, adults looking like babies in public. You never know.
Yeah, you never know, but I'll pass.
And you'd be like, you want to check out my crib? And they'll think they mean your house, and you'll just have an actual crib.
Back off, homeboy. I'm you the think, man with the plan.
You think the chicas would dig like making out in a crib?
That'd be pretty hard to do.
Let's get a big crib.
That'd have to be a really big crib.
Would that do anything for you?
Some plus size women.
Really? So you call mommy?
Do what?
They can be your mom.
No.
Tell them you like to breastfeed.
Oh. This is just going to a weird spot.
I was trying to take your disadvantage that you're talking about and make it to your advantage.
I think you're just making me more into a creep.
I was trying to help you have some good time.
No, you weren't. What? You were trying to help.
This sounds like fun to me.
You just try to... You're just a funny man. That's what
is it?
Are.
Now can you hear this?
No, I can't hear it. It's really low. I can barely hear it.
Man.
Something's different. Mm. This new Skype update, they screwed up everything with us.
Fuckers.
Yeah. They screwed the pooch.
Alright, so we got some more questions here.
Ask away!
Jujubee, who should be completely hashtag banned? From the wrestling sports entertainment business, from the whole business, they say, you're banned for life, you can never come back, you are out of here forever! Gone forever!
Gone forever. I'm gonna say, who should be gone forever? Let's go with Michael Cole.
Michael Cole banned forever. Just never come back. Gone forever.
Take that, Michael Cole.
Man, that is harsh. Because they can just never come back. I mean, there's a lot of people I don't like, but who should just be banned forever and never be seen or heard from again?
I think that's what happened to Todd Pettengill.
Really? He's banished. I think he's on the Best of, like, In Your House DVD.
Oh, he is? Oh,
well, I believe so.
I take that back then.
See? Fucking liar.
Fuck you.
Who do I just hate? Man, I hate a lot of people. I don't really hate anyone to that degree. I mean, there's a lot of people I think are useless, and it's really served no purpose. Maria Kanellis. There you go. Maria Kanellis should be banned. Fuck her. Maria Kanellis.
You know, I don't really hate Michael Cole that much, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't think of anybody else at the time, so Michael Cole got it.
All right. Doran Rad, what are your thoughts on the news that Ring of Honor wrestler Eddie Edwards and Davey Richards in the WWE Performance Center? We already covered that one, Mr. Norton Rad.
Mm-hmm. We talked about it. We thought we didn't talk about that kind of stuff, but we did. Very insightful. Very insightful.
All right, intro.
All right, Jack.
I've been trying to play the Don West Hart. I'm going to call you right back. Just one second.
So here we are. Oh, well, he called back instantly. Hey.
Hey. Now can you hear this?
Let's hear it. No.
Oh, I can't.
Everybody, you got to get in right now. You got to get it in your head online.com. It's the Jim Mint Tenor website, baby. You don't want to miss it. We've only got a few left. Pick up the phones right now and dial.
Good times. Do you play that any? Do you play that often on the show?
I can break it out. I think, let's see. I don't think it's on my... It might be. Mm-hmm. Nah. Because I just grab a bunch of random liners and mix it in with songs, and then I just play that. It's kind of a lazy way about me. Just, I don't feel like changing it up very much, because it's just stuff we play while we're at break. I probably throw it into the archive every now and then, because mm-hmm. I use different liners for that.
Alright. Well, Inch, I think it's time here. I want to announce people have been waiting for this new member of the Hall of Fame. And there's many members of the Hall of Fame. People have been with the show for a long time. People have contributed to the show in different ways, like people have done the recaps like Vic Schiavone and Buck Winchester back in the day used to do the recaps. People have contributed to the show like the Duckman, who, wrote the theme song for the show. Boxman, again, who does a lot of stuff for the website. So, for different reasons, people who, great callers, memorable callers like Carol and Van and Specsun, and people from the message board, who's just been around and are great fans. So, it's like President Clinton and different people throughout the years. And this time we're going to induct. It's I went to the In Your Head board of directors, and there was a board meeting, and they discussed this, and they said this was something that the fans have really demanded that should be inducted into the In Your Head Hall of Fame. They really think it's an institution to In Your Head, and it's something that has been given to fans and like the world, something loved by all and has actually touched the lives of many, even transcended just, podcasts and in general. And that is the Bound for Glory song is in the 2013 Class Hall of Fame. This here is my story.
for glory. But this here, it's my story. Cause I'm bound for glory.
Are you proud of yourself? You tricked me with that Don West. You're trying to say, can you hear this? I should have known.
Uh-huh.
You were so concerned that you couldn't get the Don West liner played.
Well, I want everyone to hear
you had this plan. You're just a despicable human being. Ripping off Lynyrd Skynyrd and trying to act like you're some sort of a musician.
I am a magician as
no,
well.
No, you're not. You're not even a magician.
Yes, I am.
You can pull a rabbit out of your ass and your head out of your own ass.
I'm going to stand up and as the man who co-wrote those lyrics, as the man who performed not only the vocals, but I actually played all the instruments in the song you just heard. I want to accept this, the Bound for Glory theme song, on behalf of all the people out there, all the listeners, my co-host One Inch Biceps, Andy Tyler, who's the website wizard, all of you in the chat room, from the Boxman to Jimmy Jam Hoosier Highway, even Dwayne and that moron Toast. I want to thank everyone who listens to the show, and I want to thank the Lord above for the inspiration to perform Bound for Glory. And it does mean a lot to me that this song is not just entertainment for the masses out there. This is a song that inspires people to look into their own lives and know that they themselves are bound for glory. Maybe not the glory
I
like Jackie Jones.
I should have made that Total Diva segment a lot longer.
Maybe not to the levels of the Power Goat. But you could be bound for your little own glory in your own life. What could that be? Maybe you want that promotion at work. Maybe you want to buy that new DVD at Walmart. Maybe you want to make it to the In Your Head Hall of Fame. Whatever it is, you put your eye on that, and you say, just like Jackie Jones told me, just like he sings, just like he penetrates my soul, I am bound for glory. And yeah, a shout out to William Morey, because this is my story. This is my life. This is my story. And I'm destined not for the levels of greatness of Jackie Jones, because I'm just a mere mortal man, but I am bound for my own glory. So, with that said, we welcome perhaps the most deserving member of the Hall of Fame, of any Hall of Fame, the Hall of Fame of Life, the Hall of Fame induction for Bound for Glory! No.
I hope you're happy with yourself. You and your stupid little song. I have to say, though, I think it's grown on me more than the other one, though.
Well, you give it time.
The other one's the drizzling shits.
I think it's pretty... That could be Hall of Fame next year.
It doesn't have a hook to it at all. It's just...
I'm on a journey! It's a good song. Everyone's loving it. Mike Fink out there. He said that he makes love to his wife while that song plays. And he has it timed, so at the end of that 6 minutes, they, not just him, but both of, well, she has multiple orgasms by then, but they both climax at the same time right at the end of the song.
Has his wife had, like, a lobotomy or something? I mean,
probably from just all the nonstop orgasms from listening to it.
Stupid Bound for Glory song. Alrighty, everybody. I think we've had enough fun for tonight. I know I have.
I'm spent emotionally. I think I might cry.
That figures. Start crying. No,
only have I been, and only did I get to induct Bound for Glory, I get to accept the induction for Bound for Glory. It's a proud day.
I wonder how that happened.
Proud day. Thank you, Board of Directors on the Headyverse.
Alrighty, everybody. We'll see you later.
I love you, Incher.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the very unpredictable Matt Hardy, and you're listening to InYourHeadOnline.com. Be prepared, because like Matt Hardy, In Your Head is very unpredictable.